Hello and welcome to the All Rageful Podcast. This is our Christmas and year-end special.
When episode 93. It's Christmas.
My name's Joe.
I'm Dan.
I'm Chad. What's up, baby?
TJ here.
Welcome to the show.
Are we going to open the gifts first?
American Life, True Detective.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, let's fucking do it, man.
Oh, we're recording? Shit.
Yeah, this is it.
I guarantee you I'm not getting anything.
Who
I
wants
say
to
it's
guess?
My house, I go first.
Well, okay.
Really?
Yeah. You're gifting?
Should we let... Wait, hold on. Should we let whoever has Tim go first?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoever has Tim go first, because Tim's at work, a.k.a. not coming.
Also known as hungover from drinking last night with someone else who's probably gayer than us.
Also...
Guaranteed gayer than us.
Thanks, Tim.
You little shitbird.
Okay, so I had Tim.
Alright, cool. There you go.
Where's the gift?
It's right there.
Let's crack it. Let's
what
crack
is it? Can I just tell you what it is?
Well, we gift it.
It's
no.
Not even that big of a deal. It's really, you're going to open it and be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, somebody should open
it. No, I don't
want
to be told. I want to watch
yeah,
someone.
Yeah, TJ,
open
it.
TJ, open it.
Alright, watch myself open it.
Wait a minute, or maybe it should be, hold on.
That's too much feedback.
Cut it out, cut hold it out. On. We should wait until we know who doesn't get to open a gift tonight.
Yes.
And then that person can open
it. At least them, then?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Wait, no. That's not yours.
That's what I'm asking.
Get the fuck out of here, TJ. Leave it! Oh my god, what an asshole.
Is it this then?
Who does he think?
That's Tim's.
That's Tim's.
That's what I'm asking.
TJ, put that back.
Alright, so. So maybe Dan? Whoever gifted Dan, because he just went.
I win a gift?
I didn't give.
Oh!
Hey,
Danny.
Okay.
We gotta turn the game down.
TJ!
Merry Christmas,
TJ handed me
Danny.
A Let It Snow. It's blue, nice wrapping paper.
Do you like that?
I've seen this wrapping paper before.
It's got a bunch of snowflakes on it. There's a trifecta of goodness here. I'm going to go with the cylinder first.
Do it. Cylinder first.
Oh, cylinder.
Is it the best one, the cylinder?
Oh. It was kind of the centering idea of the whole thing.
I'm not sure what this is.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Supreme?
It's a shaker bottle.
Yeah, so do you have one of those?
Yeah.
What's that's a shaker bottle?
Sweet. Is there a ball in it? Is it a shaker
there's
bottle?
There's a ball in it.
No way, that's awesome.
I can take it back.
No, don't take it back, because I need
see,
a second
let me see,
one.
Let me see.
You need a second one? Okay.
I do need a second one.
What's the ball
in? I'm going to buy myself one of those soon.
Is the ball my favorite. Fall out the top?
No.
Is it like,
well, it can,
designed?
It can come out to
oh,
wash it.
So what is it?
It's a shaker. You put your protein powder in here.
Because
I've been
cool.
going to the gym lately, you know. Just pumping some fucking iron, right?
You've been pumping.
Yeah, there's going to be a theme. It's like a it's a gym theme.
I'm happy then.
Well, holy shit. Spoiler alert.
Well, that's
the
cool.
So it's a sick blender bottle. This is awesome, actually. Like, I'm not even playing. I will use this
awesome.
Every
okay.
single day.
You don't have to play. These are all good.
Oh, yes.
Well, I can't say, Chad, I'm going to use this walking stick every fucking day.
Fuck you.
TJ, nice choice.
Good choice. Start with that one first.
Next,
okay.
Because yeah. that one's like
your multi-tool, but
I just want
to
say I love you. I love you guys, man.
Do you guys know how much we love you? What?
Oh my god.
Chad, keep drinking all the booze. Did I get some of these?
Protein bars for the gym for me. That's actually...
Ooh.
I know you got whey protein, but it's like a... I don't know.
You know
I
what?
Had $6 left to spend, so I spent it on that.
I found out if you eat one of these right before you take your pre-workout, you don't get sick at the gym.
Really?
It's good.
They're also very
are you talking
sugar.
About acid
I feel,
reflux?
All the garbage
no,
right
I
f- here.
I feel nauseous sometimes. So,
oh, I have severe
here?
Acid reflux
yeah,
when I work out.
Okay. So yeah, it's protein. What flavor? Chocolate salted caramel delusions.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Did you know some people say, I don't wash my face.
Or eat too many
chocolate
bars.
What all else right. you got? Hurry it up. Let's get the fucking
sorry.
Ball rolling in.
Number three.
Jesus Christ.
The last. The fuck is this?
That's going to get your jerk
grip strengthener.
Oh, shit.
It's one of those things.
Oh, it goes from 20 to 90 pounds?
Yeah.
90 pounds?
So you thing? Only need one now, or two at most.
Adjustable resistance from 20 to 90 pounds.
Pound that fucking thing. Cut it out.
It's
let's
for all
start
the jerking
playing.
Off you do.
All right, let's get this jerking off.
Look
going.
Out!
All right, so who did Dan buy for while he's playing?
Break. No,
Dan
it's not, no, it's whoever. Yeah.
Right. How does this work?
We don't know what Tim bought for.
Okay.
Please don't spill that.
Go ahead.
TJ, how does this work?
It's either...
Guys, I'm ready to announce
chat or
who's that? Gift here.
Well, obviously it's for TJ because TJ just gave Dan his gift.
TJ!
TJ, 2 years running.
Oh, yeah?
2 years running, I got TJ.
Joker's the best.
Whoa, Gimli's drinking booze.
So I'm excited for this.
And
get
oh,
that
shit
off the ground.
Gimme, jeez.
Put it on the table.
This is not the first wrapping paper with princesses on it that I have received. Wait, what? This is not the first gift.
TJ. Dan, shut up. Your gift is done. Your time's over. TJ, last year I got you something that you could use every day physically in your office.
Yep.
And now I find that I'm giving you something that you can use every day mentally. I want you to open this gift.
Okay.
It's going to be something good for your soul.
What's that at?
Okay.
I don't know.
Tear into it. Okay. That's a sticker.
I don't...
That's my band's sticker.
A shirt.
Tear it open. Tear it. Wreck it.
Shirt.
I'm
tear it
to.
Open.
This it's a tearing shirt. Job.
It's a tearing.
It's a tearing shirt for StarCraft 2.
Tear it up. Tear it.
I saw EA.
It's a Jim Raynor shirt.
Here, now tear this.
Okay.
Now get into that thing. Just get into
sorry,
it, TJ.
Chad.
Aspect 2.
Nice.
What
the
is
whole
it?
Trilogy.
Mass are you Effect. Fucking serious?
The Mass Effect trilogy. This book here is a placeholder because you didn't bring him. You didn't fucking. That's not the book I got you.
Oh, I see.
I got you the prequel novel to these games, buddy.
Oh, yeah?
Buddy, so you buddy. Can, so you can be double invested in the Mass Effect
what's the
lore.
Book? What's the book, though?
Ascension.
360
Ascension.
Trilogy.
Yeah.
This book is Ascension?
Oh, no, that's the
no,
book
that's
that
my brother's book. It's a placeholder because the other one is in the States right now because you didn't bring it.
Well, at least a little show
Ascension
up there
is
too.
One of the best books.
Is that the one I
read?
Have
you read it?
Wait.
Ascension is the first one.
Is it the one I read?
First one? I thought Ascension was the one with... Okay.
Anderson?
Yeah, Anderson and Saren.
And Saren.
It's one of the best books
yeah,
ever
yeah.
read.
It so it's the prequel quicker. To these games.
Dude, 90 pounds?
I've been thinking about
TJ.
This so much.
A little off topic. 90 pounds
that's
is
awesome.
Serious shit.
I'm surprised you can do that. Because I put it to like 60. And it was tough on the thing.
It's fucking child's play.
Do it all day. I want to watch TV and just fucking squeeze
do it,
this.
Do it all day.
TJ ain't playing your games.
TJ, enjoy it.
I'm glad you got it 360. I'm going to get my Chivos. I'm going to start this. I just finished Far Cry. I'm almost
you
done Call of Duty.
It?
Yeah.
I'm excited to see where that stands
and
on,
this
your,
comes next.
On your worst games
super,
of the year list.
Super jelly for you, man.
That's it. That's 90 pounds. It's max.
Thank you.
Stop talking about your fucking jerk-off toy.
Oh, 90 pounds is hard. To, you got to make a touch.
How do you
it's a jerk-off toy.
Do you need 90 pounds of workout to open this fucking... Jeez
Louise. Right.
Oh, TJ, you did me good. Thanks, homie.
TJ, enjoy it. Learn it. And you can finally participate in the conversations that we have about Mass Effect.
Oh,
and I got
yeah.
you the prequel novel, so you'll be able to talk to Chad about all the cool stuff that he learned reading that prequel novel.
Dude, the best book I've ever read.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on. Tell me this.
There's more truth than the
what games do I have to play before I read the prequel novel? Like, when did it come out?
The prequel novel is before the first one.
Before,
no, but
it came
it
out
was
the
released.
Same time as Mass Effect 1.
Okay.
Just after,
you
like
should
probably 2 years after KOTOR.
If you play the first game before you read the book, there's going to be spoilers.
Okay.
No. Wait.
Absolutely, yeah. Saren.
The first game before you read the book? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Read the book first.
Okay.
I know you'll
book,
fly through it.
Book first.
And you'll be so excited to get through Mass Effect 1 with its shitty saving mechanic.
I'm all ready
make
for
sure
that.
You save your game.
All right, who gets
oh,
next?
And you should buy Shadow Broker. At least.
I'll know
for,
it when I get there.
It's DLC for Mass Effect 2. I was going to get it for you, but I didn't.
I'll spoil my gift for Tim then.
Oh, you had Tim? Wait a minute. Dan had Tim.
What happened?
I'll spoil my gift for Joe then.
Okay.
Yeah, boys.
Oh, and here we are again.
2 years running, Joe Maria wins.
You bought me again.
All right. We got Trey's gifts.
I know what it is.
Shut up.
Do you?
I think so, yeah.
What do you think it is? Say it before you open it.
I was. Yes.
I was.
Spoiler alert, I held one of these already today.
You held it? You bought it?
No, I held the one in your fucking den.
What?
Yes!
Shrubbish.
Share what it is.
What else do I. Oh, it's Amiibo.
Who
Samus
is it?
Samus Aran. It's
that,
so,
that
pink,
gift
so
you,
good.
That gift you may be able to switch up.
Switch up. I will never. I wonder what is it? I'm opening. Ooh, NES Remix.
I bought it before Tim said Tim recommended it, and we played it last week. Because I thought it was the actual fucking games. You remember how pissed off I was?
You were kind of pissed.
I was pissed.
Are you going to be pissed if I do swap this thing out?
No.
Awesome.
Can you tell him what his swap is?
Change it out.
The best would have been if you broke the seal on it. Hope you like it, buddy. I'm super into it.
If you're super into it, you can see your other choice just in case.
You know what I'm super into? Is fucking trophies, though, these days.
Yeah, and there's no trophies.
I've been trophy hunting. Yeah.
You can work your heart out.
I've been doing TJ's workout since I got it.
Let me go get me your...
Do you have one of those? I was worried that maybe you
No.
Oh, and this is the crown jewel.
No, I got this now.
This is quite possibly the winner of the entire event. TJ, would you rather have this than your gift?
No. That's a nice gift.
Star Fox Amiibo.
What is your... Is that the...
But you nailed this.
You got the trilogy. I didn't know there even was a trilogy.
I didn't know there was for like 360 as a single package. Because you're paying attention
to your... I thought it was Mass Effect 2, and I was like... Didn't you let him
wait a minute, I only
like
have two. I have to swap it out for the game that's in your shirt or swap it out for nothing?
You swap it out. I'm going to give this to you. Close your face.
Close your face.
What's going on here?
Okay.
This is your swap out choice.
That's your swap out choice.
Oh, jeez.
I love how this
Louise.
Comes with options. I wish Chad was buying for me.
I get to swap this out. Do I have to decide now?
Yeah.
I think I choose to waive the swap.
Wave the swap?
I'll wave the swap.
All right, I'm taking it back then.
It's no, Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's a good movie.
Guardians of the Galaxy on Blu-ray. It's sick.
Download it.
But I can swap this out for a sweet, sweet PS4 game whenever I feel the need. Or was this discount price?
It was $35.
$35?
That's half the price of a game, though.
Actually, it was discounted.
This is a coupon for half.
When you bought the Meebos.
What is... How sad. I mean, this is a... You know what? I might just play this. This fucking... That game was sick, to be honest.
I hated it.
The reason I thought you might like this, Chad, when I came here, Chad's like, what do you think you would like more? And I was just, you know, I was kind of torn.
To be honest, I want both.
That's a good movie, but this is right up your alley. He said his challenges.
Yeah, but there's no... It's not the
full game of each game.
I can go home and I can play this for 50, 100 hours if I want to, and then come to you
can
guys
say
like,
that
oh,
it's NES Remix?
I 100% at NES Remix. And you guys would be like, what the fuck? Who gives a shit?
No, I wouldn't say that. I'd say, did you have fun doing it? And you'd say,
you would not say that.
No.
Yeah.
Like, that's gay. Where is it?
That's gay. Where's your trophies to prove it? No, I wouldn't so say that.
Oh, shit. TJ body fit. Oh, dang.
I want to play this.
He's keeping it. So Tim had me.
So Tim had you.
Fucking hate this game.
Sorry, Chad.
Fucking bullshit, I swear to God.
Wait a minute, you can open Tim's gift.
I know what it is, Dan told me already.
Oh, so you should have spoiled it.
Should we just say what it is?
Well,
so you don't have to
someone's got
to
do it, because I want to see what it is.
I could tell you.
It's a bottle of whiskey.
There you go.
With a sampler.
It is a sampler.
Do I that get that and Tim a gift?
You should, because
you should crack it
yeah,
and then re-gift it.
Bullshit.
Drink half of it and then give it to Tim tomorrow. Well, you would have had a full
get to refill this bottle with that. At the end of the night.
It's different flavors.
That was horrible. Right. So I guess I got Tim then. Well, you know what? At least Tim's put a lot of thought into it. He's very excited about it.
No.
Okay,
did you have a chance to see it?
It's a fucking elastic with a fucking paperclip on it. It's Pikachu.
When I went there on the other...
I'm just kidding, buddy.
I went to, went to Tim's last week, during the week, and he told me what he's getting you. It's good.
It's well, not... if you know...
It is good.
I can't
Should
tell
we...
him.
Why can't we just tell him?
Because if Tim doesn't do what he said he was going to do, then he'll be disappointed, and that's a very, like, possible
It's
going to
be amazing?
I think you'll appreciate it.
That's cool.
Chad, can I tell you something?
Yes.
These are probably the best two Amiibos on the market, I think.
Thanks, buddy.
For the record, it's Star Fox and Samus.
Is there a Falco?
That's my black kid who knows his games.
Yeah.
Is there a Falco?
Metroid Prime, I was going to mention today on the show. I don't think I need to anymore. And, of course, we're talking about Star Fox here. I got my fucking tattoo of this nigga.
Do you know how much that thing's worth right now?
$60.
At least.
It's priceless.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll take it out.
These Amiibos are worth billions.
Billions of what?
Dollars.
Of clicks on eBay.
TJ, I'm just gonna do this until my fucking farms bleed.
Until your farms bleed?
Forearms bleed.
Alright, well, there's the Secret Santa revealed. What's
cut
next?
The one off. I couldn't get it off.
We jumping right into the shit list? 2014?
No, hold on. Let's give it a precursor as to what's going on. You know, every other fucking game site you guys go to, like, you go to your IGNs, your Polygons, your GameSpots, whatever else.
Your N4Gs.
Your N4Gs, your game trailers. They're going to give you your, this is the best game I played in 2014. No, we're not about that fucking bullshit. We're not letting these developers pass with a pass. We're giving them shit this year.
Worst.
I'm not standing for any
a whole
bad
list
graphics,
of
bad games, bad lip syncing, bad fucking bullshit.
We have the worst of 2014, just everything you could think of.
Exactly.
And we should mention that a lot of these games likely will show up on most websites' best lists.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh,
also, I'm going to name my best game of the year as well.
I'll probably name my best game
I'm going to name my best.
Well.
But
TJ, pass me my list.
I'm also
going to
name
left.
My worst. My worst of every category that AllRangeMode.com came up
with. Did we all fill out
with.
The same category?
Yeah, but I don't like that I shared mine and you guys didn't. I
couldn't tell you one that you posted. I forget all of them, so.
That was a spoilers, mine are all bad.
They're all bad.
Alright, well, coming up next, we jump into the shit list.
Worst of the 2014 games.
Alright, what, I need another fucking shot of this. Look at fucking Sauruman.
Okay, don't be a bitch anymore.
Should we talk about, what?
Let's open up. Let's fucking not talk about the whoizzies on the computer.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's talk to each other right now.
Gimme's eating all the wrapping paper.
He loves it.
Right, as long as you're okay with it.
That's fine.
What do you guys want to start with?
Unless it makes a lot of noise.
Hey, I want to do a shout out. We got a new listener.
Hey.
Would you talk to him off the podcast?
Yeah.
In this setting?
What does that mean?
You probably work with him.
No. It's a guy that I've played Destiny with since the day Destiny came out.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I met him through Colton. He's one of Colton's homies.
Oh, Mr. Bornholes. Let me tell you
Did
more.
You tell Colton your name, your firstborn child after him?
I'm not. We changed it.
Oh, really? To what?
I don't know yet.
You were going to call him Colson?
Listen.
I was thinking about Colson Bornholes as my kid's name.
Colson Bornholes Derby?
Yeah.
No.
I've been Colton Jeffrey, I think.
Colton Jeffrey Derby.
Are you kidding me? You're going to name your son Jeffrey?
No, that would have been the middle name.
If there was a Jeffrey in there,
Jeffrey. I'm kidding.
Because only his middle's retarded.
Kyle Jeffrey Derby? Is Big. Kyle still an option?
No, I don't like that name.
You can't name him, first of all, any of our names.
Either way, no, I can't. I can't do that.
Name him Desmond.
Chad Joe Derby.
Just name him
Chad Desmond. Joe TJ Derby.
No, I'm not even kidding. I already suggested that to her, and she said no.
Listen, this is from the bottom of my heart. If it's a boy, you name him Dan Derby.
Chad Jeffrey Derby.
That would be good. I could
don't
do
name him Dan.
You name him Dan Derby.
But the only problem is I have a cat named Dan. There'd be three Dans.
Kill that motherfucker.
No, Dan is not.
Anyway, the new shout out.
Dan
John.
Is not a good name.
His name is John Squalia, and I play games with him. And today I told him, oh, I'm going to be going to do my podcast, so I can't do the raid. He's like, wait, what? And then I told him the whole story.
What?
How we're in a podcast. And he's like, I can't wait to listen every week and then just tease everything that you say.
That's amazing. That's exactly what
we
want.
And I was like, perfect. Great. Tell all your friends.
That's the listener we want.
Listen and tease me and post about it. So, John.
Who is this guy? Where is he from?
Is he eating a wire?
I'm actually not sure. I forget which city he's from.
Who is his daddy and
he's
what
told
does
me.
He do?
Gimmel.
This guy would be the, honest to God, John would be the best podcaster ever. He's got like a fucking radio voice as it is, and his laugh is the funniest thing in the world.
I feel like we talked about one of the guys saying how he has an amazing radio voice.
That was John.
Yeah.
Does he sound like Will Arnett?
I don't know. He's just got a booming, funny voice, and like he's always on.
I don't sound like Will Arnett at all.
John, you're my favorite guy I play games with right now. I love you, man.
Wow.
Except for us, obviously.
Mm.
I'm going to assume that so I don't have a broken heart.
Well, aside from my fucking somebody new.
You always have whoizzy gamers. I can't do it.
They're not whoizzy gamers.
They are whoizzy. I don't know. I'm so whoizzy.
All right, let's start with worst lip syncing because I don't even know why this is a category.
You picked it.
No, I didn't. This is Chad's list.
Okay.
Because I seen some really bad lip syncing.
Okay. Then you can open it up.
I'm going to win this one.
Right, I have no...
My nomination goes to what I talked about a couple episodes ago with Advanced Warfare.
Yeah.
It has bad lip syncing.
When he goes,
I didn't find it bad.
You need to go over here.
I'm going to beat that, though. Don't worry.
Okay. No. What do you beat it?
Do you have anything, Dan?
Advanced Warfare I do has have one of the worst lip syncing I've ever seen. The worst offender as a huge...
Hey, stop playing with paper.
A huge budget game in the year 2014.
That doesn't mean...
You know what was a bigger
budget?
It's a
travesty. Budget? It's they're robbing us.
What about Destiny with no lip syncing at all?
God, they were damn, smart, stole though. My joke! Destiny doesn't matter. There's no story in that game.
He's got no lips.
There's no.
There are no lips. Every single character has a mask on of some sort. And there's just
well,
no.
Well, exactly. Diglett's just never a face.
You can't vote against lip syncing if there's no lips.
Is there any of the nominees?
Yeah, I have. I don't know if any of you even played this. The Walking Dead Season 2. Mm. The game.
No.
The Telltale game. The problem with that game is it fucking lags quite a bit, like, while videos are playing, so the sound sometimes isn't even with the voice at all, and it's just like... go over there!
Well, wait a minute, are we talking about sound or lip syncing?
Yeah.
No, like, the sound and the I don't know, the video and the sound doesn't match up all the time because of lag.
Damn.
And it doesn't always work. Shit. I don't know, that was a tough one to think of. I'm like, bad lip syncing.
Yeah,
like,
I put asterisks next to all this.
We're past those days, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Unacceptable, bad lip syncing. What was the game that we were comparing to Mass Effect? We're like, Mass Effect figured it out. This was previous gen. Is that Call of Duty?
Mm. What, with talking? With like...
What?
Where?
Okay, so
winner
of bad lip syncing.
I feel like Call of Duty was really bad. And I think we would have talked about it then. Gimli!
I'll give you winner. Call of Duty, Bad Warfare.
Sure. Mine was a fucking... I couldn't think of anything, so I
You seen the bad lip syncing?
No, I didn't, but I mean, it's the only nominee. And what was yours?
Walking Dead.
Oh, Walking Dead? I'll give it to Modern Warfare.
Gideon or whatever going, you need to go over here. Gimli, come here.
When Joe was playing that scene, I watched it and did not notice it being bad. But...
All right.
Next?
Pick one, Dan.
Next one on the list, just in order of Chad and I have the same order, so worst graphics.
Whoa, this is a big. This
it is a
big,
one.
This is a good thing to start.
Yeah, we'll get it.
I've got some nominees.
I have one.
I have nominees for worst and best. What do you guys want to hear first?
Best.
Best, yeah, we'll be nice first.
Wind Waker HD.
Fuck your balls.
Worst graphics.
Best. I'm pretty sure that came out in 2012.
So it was
canceled, so. Also, best graphics: Advanced Warfare and Infamous. And I think Advanced Warfare is disgusting.
Nope.
Yeah, their cutscenes
are amazing.
Yeah, they're cutscenes, but I don't give a shit. It looks fucking sick. It plays sick.
What cutscenes?
Infamous?
You cannot vote cutscenes.
No, Advanced Warfare. Absolutely, you can vote cutscenes.
No, you can't.
Okay, fine. I still have it as a nominee. The
best
game feels so good.
Graphics? Final Fantasy X cutscenes are real. Have you seen those 8 years ago? They were nuts.
Some of the best graphics
canceled.
So it's not a nominee anymore.
Well, I don't even have
cutscenes
anything written
cannot
down.
Count. Come on,
stop.
Cutscenes.
Okay.
No, this is a real conversation right now.
Cutscene, they were good. And I like that they were integrated into the fuck. Like, this isn't like. What's the word I'm looking for?
Cutscenes, though.
Pre-rendered videos or whatever.
PS2 had really good cutscenes.
Remember Killzone 3, the fucking cutscene opening CG video? Come on,
but
CG.
It's not CG.
It
that's
is CG.
The point.
Well, of course it's CG, but it's not pre-rendered.
Right, that's what I mean. Hey. Yeah, they're character models.
Well, they're not in Call of Duty. I'll
well,
give
I'll throw
that.
Some other best graphics
but down. Not even that. Like, Call of Duty. It looked really nice.
Sure it did.
No.
I saw it as I said that does look good. You're wrong.
Bad.
Well, whatever.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Alright, what are the other nominees?
Infamous.
Infamous has great graphics. Last of Us HD has
no.
great graphics.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys, it
doesn't even count yeah. because it looks great, but it's a polished last gen game and the bones show. We talk about it. The bones of the previous gen show.
What else we got?
I think Infamous...
You guys,
it was flawless.
None of you will even agree with this because you probably haven't even seen it.
No.
Don't say it.
Don't say GTA.
GTA 5.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you right now, when you're in a fucking plane and you're flying over the city and you just see the water.
Don't say Vista.
Dude,
no,
Far Cry.
Water?
Far Cry will destroy. No, you see the sun like off the water? Oh, you guys are shitheads.
When you see the water.
Dude, if you're doing that, I'm throwing Far Cry.
Water's been good since PS2.
Not true. There's a race.
I can't believe
games.
You went right to water.
No, it's this, more of the sun. Glaring off
the water. When he sees that.
You guys haven't played it. It looks really good. Fuck y'all balls.
Hold on. I had one more. Not Infamous, but it's gone.
Oh, Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Actually, fucking 3D World looks really good at some points, but I'm not even going to talk about it.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
Was that 3D 20, World looks
was
like
2014?
Yeah, and it looks like toys. You look like you're playing toys, and it's awesome.
2013?
No, 3D World 2014. 2013.
TJ, what are your best graphics?
It might have been.
TJ, best graphics?
I don't have a list.
Far Cry?
Right now. You think Far Cry was amazing.
Yeah.
Gray Fox.
Looks great.
Gray Fox?
I just watched the end scene and like.
I thought we were doing worse.
Pagan Min's face.
Well, we
we're
started best right now.
It's ridiculous.
What did I say?
I don't know.
You had one.
What are your best graphics? Infamous looked dope.
Yeah, you suggested Infamous.
Yeah, Infamous was my favorite. For sure.
Okay, there so, it is. Infamous, winner that? Of best graphics. Or unless TJ's got something.
No, that's fine.
Infamous probably did have the best graphics. I'll give it that.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Lara Croft's hair is what I was going to nominate.
Oh, no.
Nominate.
That looked good on PC in 2013, though.
Okay, doesn't count. No. Infamous, winner of best graphics.
Yeah, worst graphics.
Worst graphics. I have Super Smash Bros. For Wii U.
It's bad?
It is really bad.
It's worse than Wii.
No.
Also, Titanfall.
Titanfall! That's what
Wolfenstein. And Forza 5.
Whoa!
Five's not that bad.
You know.
And that's in 2013.
You know what? I'm going to go back to Horizon. Best graphics.
And you're talking Horizon 2?
No, I'm talking about Forza 5.
Well, that's 2013.
Okay, well, Horizon 2 looks like fucking top Pro Gear Racer for N64. I don't know what it was.
Top Pro Gear Racer for N64.
No.
No, Cruising USA. For Sega yeah. Master System.
No. Unfortunately, yeah. Forza 5 looked terrible.
You missed one. You're talking about Horizon. You have to be.
Worst.
Whatever it was.
Drive Club.
The one that you put in my fucking...
updates?
The one that you plagued my system with the other day.
Is that
Horizon 2?
Drive Club doesn't even count as a game.
So let's talk about racing games for a second here. Drive Club, the game that came out, the PlayStation, like, this is fucking it, man.
As soon as I heard it wasn't free?
It sucked. No. Yeah, they said it was free. They canceled that. Oh, there's a glitch that doesn't make it free. Oh, sorry. I guess you have to buy it.
Unfixable glitch. Now it's $40, so pay for
it. We can't figure it out. I guess you gotta pay for it.
Oh, there's a glitch.
These computers are complicated.
Well, they came out with an update that has, like, real-world weather effects.
Real weather.
Oh, God.
Amazing. Yeah.
What does that mean?
It looks so good.
Really?
Yeah, they have a. There were snow effects. I was watching rain. It looks real.
Snow,
it looks
rain.
Real.
Also, worst graphics. I have Destiny, and I think we need to talk about this. It obviously does not have the worst graphics. Okay, I'm just saying that first and foremost.
But with the expectation that you had before.
Not only that, I didn't even expect it to look good. But the fact that you're not only your sparrow, which it's gameplay related. You have the sparrow. Can't follow you around like a horse. You can't call it. It's
are you talking
you
about
can't
the...
drag it behind you. You have to press a button and it just appears out of nowhere.
Oh,
but yeah. the science behind not the science. Yeah, the perceived science about how things in that world just appear and disappear is annoying. And that was the first thing that took me out of the experience was the not even Dinklage. Just it just appears out of nowhere. I'm like I was so looking forward to this being like a refined experience where everything made sense.
You're the chosen one.
The fact that it would like disappear into things and then come back out and say like, I read the data. I was like, what am I looking at? Like, is this your sci-fi?
Yeah, I guess it is.
So, I mean, it deserves to be spoken of. Obviously, it doesn't have the worst graphics. I'll even take Wolfenstein out of there because it wasn't a AAA title.
I think Evil Within needs to be on that list.
Whoa.
Well, I'm fine with you adding Evil Within.
Yeah.
You guys
replace Wolfenstein with Evil Within.
You like it?
I don't know. I have a friend from work who raves about it.
You know what?
And he says, if you like Resident Evil 4, you should like
Yeah, he's playing it on easy.
He's not playing it on easy. He's playing... No. He died 140 times in the game.
Doug's half
sounds like a blast.
No, but...
Honestly, Doug made it past the scene that I didn't, and he said, the game kind of opens up after this.
He said, get to Chapter 3. He said, do not quit before you get to Chapter 3. Give it a chance. I'm telling you right now, if you like Resident Evil 4, you will enjoy this game.
I traded up for Modern Warfare.
Well,
sorry, Advanced Warfare.
Well, I bought Advanced Warfare.
Well, I returned it to TJ's catalog and then fucking pulled...
Hey, I need fucking Advanced Little Big Planet back because somebody wants to buy that shit.
I should have brought it.
I bought
50
that game,
bucks man. They want to give me.
Call of Duty.
I'll give
if you don't give me back tomorrow.
I almost wrapped it as TJ's gift, but I was afraid he was actually going to think it was his. I was like, I'm going to forget this. Maybe I'll wrap it in with TJ's gift.
I appreciated that. TJ, here you go. But give that to Chad, though. He needs it.
I heard your review last week. I'm not interested.
I have Evil Within. I'm playing it over
forget
the
Evil Within, the quality of the gameplay. I'm talking the graphics. Like, Joel once talked about how he needed, recently, good graphics. Otherwise, he gets pulled out of a game. this is a game you're actually pulled out of. It's a horror genre game. Like, you need to.
Did I mention that on the air?
About something.
You know what? We were streaming, and I talked about this.
Is okay. It really
yeah,
that
like,
bad?
No. But like, I'm looking to be completely invested in a game, and like, where I'm expected to be afraid of a PS2 fucking enemy. Like, it's just, it wasn't for me, you know? Like, they had static.
Is it programmed as bad as PS2
games?
No.
Like, it's fine. It's a fine game.
I can turn left instead of, like.
You know, I'm going to try it. Like, I'm going to actually give it a good run for its money because he raves about it.
You'll make it to the same place that I did. But, okay, like, every character has static animations. It has that whole, like, here's a bottle, throw it to distract them, which is getting annoying.
It's a noise!
Yeah.
Who and is there?
Spoiler alert, we're a sneak. But,
That's the sneak.
They have static animations and just the world looks old, you know. So it's like they really want it to be atmospheric and you know and like the Silent Hill trailer, where it's like if they released that Silent Hill trailer and it was like, you know, Xbox original graphics, like you'd be like, what is this garbage, you know? Alone in the Dark.
But it looked dope.
Are you talking about PT?
Yep.
That game looks so good.
I'm saying it does look good, and it
best
works.
Graphics.
It PT works. Good. Well, hold on. It looks good because, it's a good demo because of the graphics, right? But Evil Within struggles with that. Where they're attempting to make me afraid of these enemies when they look old, and I don't know. Maybe it's just I wasn't vibing on it, and I started looking for problems with it, you know, to try and convince myself to give it up.
Right from the get-go, for me, not the being scared of the monsters or whatever, character models in the cutscenes were killing it for me.
Yeah, they were awful.
They were really bad. They had cool, like, environment scenes. Like, you know, I said the earth was shifting. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That too with the bus and everything.
Right.
But the characters just pulled. It's like an amazing scene, and then they go into the faces and just, it ruined it for me. It was
well,
so
you know what,
bad.
Like... I feel like that. This game has been in production for probably 3 years, 3 or 4 years. And, you know, at a certain point, you have to decide, like, the tools I'm using, am I going to make this current gen or next gen? Okay, well, I'm probably not going to be done in a year. So why not make it next gen? Let's pick out a couple of scenes, like, environments that's easy to up-res. Like, but character, like, the animation, the fucking, the texture's not that bad. But
they
like,
made it for GameCube, and they were like, shit, we got to delay this game.
Also, I'm pretty sure like there's this weird mechanic where you have to burn. I don't know, whatever. We're talking about graphics. I think Titanfall's the worst because Titanfall's full blown next gen.
Yeah, it was like supposed to sell consoles.
It was released on Xbox 360.
It was,
but it was supposed to sell consoles. They pushed it so
still,
fucking hard.
The screen
that game
looked on Xbox
like,
One.
Shit,
how must it have run on Xbox 360?
Yeah,
that is pretty bad.
And it came out before.
I'm happy that you're on our side now with this because you defended that game for a little while after it came out.
The game is fun.
Sure it is, but
there's no excuse
for how bad it looked.
There is no excuse. I don't know why it looked that bad.
Because they're fucking
idiots. It's like there's no excuse for Destiny's story. I can't defend that as much as I love Destiny.
I got two nominees for worst graphics.
Okay, let me hear them.
Yeah.
We gotta fucking...
The obvious choice is Unity.
Okay, I don't know yet.
You haven't played it? Haven't played it yet?
No, I haven't played it yet.
Graphically, it wasn't.
You see the price drop on Unity?
Yeah.
It's like, on sale everywhere for $30.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Is it really?
I'll give it worse graphics on that alone.
It's $30 and, yeah. And they're giving away like every DLC pack that comes out.
Comes with every console bundle.
Because they know they fucked up. They fucked up huge on this thing.
Alright, well we're going to get into a little bit of that later.
But, obviously that game was screwed up just because of, like, based on the bugs and like... You'd be talking to somebody and it would just be eyes and mouth, like...
No face.
Face,
but the shit that's behind the face. Like,
but
the
does it have better lip syncing than modern
no,
Advanced
worse.
Warfare?
It's worse.
Okay.
It's like, sorry.
It's omitted from all the worst lists. Like, it doesn't count.
You can't tell. It might be worse, but...
There's no lips to tell.
Yeah, there's no
it's
lips.
It's just teeth syncing. It's like...
Teeth syncing. But also my second choice was the Telltale Game of Thrones.
It looks that bad.
It's terrible.
But those aren't meant to look
TJ's
good.
TJ's played it.
They're kind of like comic book.
It is horrible. But I hate that they left the art style from the original Walking Dead, which obviously was unique and didn't have to look good because it was like 2D-ish in a 3D world.
Yeah.
They try to make it 3D, like they're, we'll make it good, but it's just bad. I agree. Like, there's no art style to it anymore.
There's nothing to
it. I gotta tell you, the first chapter,
it's like a cell-shaded, like, mud.
The first chapter was $5. University students made that. I looked at the
They tried to do, like, a Wind Waker type vibe.
No.
They tried to do Wind Waker, but they just made
it, like, more realistic and less cartoony.
Yeah, like, so it's like a muddy gray.
The only thing I've seen of it was, like, a picture of Cersei, and it was like,
oh, no.
Hold on. How much have you played of that game?
I played the first chapter.
You like it?
Not really.
Really? I like it a lot, but the graphics are horrible.
Fauno's been pumping it, and I'm, like, trying to do fucking Nightfalls and shit. Honestly, and he's just pumping that game.
Well, it's pretty quick to go through, I imagine.
Can we do a rewind best graphics, the Legends of Zelda trailer?
It's different.
Not at all. Not at all.
2015.
All right, so are you saying that it has worse graphics than Titanfall? I mean, you're pointing fingers at a Telltale $5 game. Like,
yeah, something that you paid $10
for. I remember seeing Titanfall.
I'm saying Unity, man, because Titanfall was... I don't even think Titanfall was full price. I think it was $49.
It was free if and you bought Xbox.
It was
please full price buy an Xbox.
I paid for it.
And Unity came out full price, and they knew it didn't even fucking work. At least Titanfall functioned.
Is this true? I heard that Unity had a patch that came out after
7 gigs,
and it made the graphics worse.
Yes. 7 gigabytes. It made 7 the game's not even fucking 7 gigabytes total.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but still.
But still, it's a big one.
think of that.
So like, 2 weeks after the game's
Blu-ray
released.
A Blu-ray disc that holds 40 gigs or 50 gigs, you have a patch that's 7 gigs. That's not a fucking patch anymore.
No, that's a big portion of something. But I heard that it made, like, resolutions and textures were, like, greatly reduced. It was much worse.
I've seen video of it. There was, like, the lighting in certain, in, like, every area, the lighting, previous patch was nice. Pretty and it looked good, and then afterwards it was just like,
okay, let's let the community can decide Titanfall or Unity on this one. I say, you know, I or say, we can vote on it. I say Titanfall.
I haven't even seen shit. Unity. Obviously,
Titanfall is like wow.
Yeah, but Assassin's Creed didn't work.
I bought an Xbox One to play an Xbox 360 game. Again.
A worse Xbox 360.
Yeah, fuckers.
Well, let's vote on it. I say Titanfall. Sorry, Chad.
Titanfall.
I mean,
I'd say Titanfall. But
Titanfall,
I just
the worst graphics of 2014.
Absolutely.
Okay, we got like 20 things on the list. We're at 3. So
we should chain reaction to worst developer, Ubisoft.
No, hold on. Worst attempt at innovation.
You want to go down?
That was
worst?
My next one.
Well, spoiler alert. Worst attempt at innovation. What do I have? I only have one for that. Ground Zeroes.
Ground Zeroes.
In the fact that it's the prologue, which should be free.
Yeah.
And it should be released 2 months before the actual game.
But they
not 2 years.
And it should be $5.
It will be a year and a half. It
free
was $40.
Or
$5. Think about this. If you have, like, not the first act of a game, but the prologue, and you're like, here you go, it's free. What did we say that about recently? But, like, The Order. The Order. It's like, have a look for yourself. Mm, yeah. Look how fucking good it looks. Play the prologue.
Even PT.
Just DLC.
PT did it, and it's the same developer. It's fucking Hideous Kojima.
Yeah, just fucking...
I don't get it.
Here's the thing. Like, hey, anyone who's on the fence about this, try for yourself. Free. Take the prologue. It's like it. It is take it or leave it. It's not going to be crucial to the actual game. But try for yourself. It's a demo, but it's not a demo. It's like you're playing it and you're thinking, like, holy fuck. Like, I can't wait to see what happens next.
Yeah.
Remember the fucking BioShock demo?
The best
How dope demo. That was?
Like the best demo day. On in the history of games.
That ending was like... Good, that's a demo. Like, give me the trailer for a game, you know, like a playable trailer. Oh my god, we're back full circle. No, but...
PT, you just said it, playable trailer.
Yeah, I know, it was a joke.
Oh, but, sorry, playable teaser.
Anyway.
That's what PT was? Wow, over my head. I didn't know what that was until now. Didn't really think about it, though.
Anyway, what are we talking about?
Innovation. Worst
innovation,
attempt at innovation.
Yeah, Ground Zeroes.
Danny and I think we have the same on this one.
Booyah.
You say it.
It's not exactly a game as much as it is
trying to
gaming,
innovate.
Gaming, like, relevant. All right,
what do you
trying
got?
To innovate.
Oculus Rift.
Oh, my God.
That shit sucks, but...
Butts.
It's just not out yet. It's not developed.
Well, I mean, like, you got it, and I played it at Tim's house, and it was, like, everything that I put on...
Hold on. TJ, what's your financial investment at this point?
$130.
What? $350.
What?
TJ's $350 invested.
He's got stock in Facebook.
So you
I'm not. Don't worry about my feelings.
I am.
Well, don't.
I feel like Oculus
integrity.
I don't know. There was so much hype of like, this is the future of gaming. And okay. Then that came out and it was like, this sucks.
You weren't there, but recall the day that you two played, right? Like, your minds were blown. Like, this is fucking cool.
Whoa.
There was potential here.
Oh, don't put words in my mouth.
I don't know.
No, okay, go ahead. Speak your piece.
I said whoa, but I also said, oh, whoa, with fucking Wii Bowling.
What? Like, when I put it on and I saw, like, I'm not Super Nintendo game. Graphics that hurt your eyes.
Yeah, how the fuck can they not get that right? Like even...
Well,
even
that just there's no AAA titles for it yet, though. You need like your flagship. This is what's going to sell Oculus. You need your
AAA Oculus exclusive.
Well, just based on how
you need
much
your pack
hype there was,
you need your Wii Sports.
You need your
pack in game.
Somebody can do this. People have done it. There's been $2 billion invested into this fucking company.
Well, why don't you download the fucking
Facebook
Skyrim demo or something?
Yeah, Facebook bought it. Facebook is like cash cow of the world. Do something. They haven't done shit. Or
okay,
at least they
haven't
shown
not out
shit.
Yet, hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, fine. What I've played...
Well,
what,
now, somebody could have made an HD demo. That
one.
It even is just a video. Not even playable.
Just a tech demo. This
yeah,
is
yeah,
what
let,
we
yeah,
can
but
do.
But you understand that videos are inherently 2D, and like you can't experience...
Yeah, you would have to experience it for yourself.
A 3D movie. You put Gravity...
it's not
the Gravity 3D. Trailer in Oculus Rift...
Well, hold on. I want to be able to look around, though. So it's got to be a static scene.
No, I don't care. I don't care about that. I'd rather not
be able
to look around.
That would give you headaches if it was just different shots.
I'd rather it just be the 2D, like, I turn around with my joysticks.
Well,
I can feel my brain.
That's one man's opinion, though.
I can feel my brain hurting already.
Worst attempt at innovation. It's a tough one to pick something for.
So we have Oculus Rift versus Ground Zeroes?
Yeah.
You know, I'm pissed Oculus Rift doesn't have anything for me this year.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't heard a peep. They
That's
talked about it being released in November, like back in June or something like that. I'm kind
hey,
of
TJ,
that.
We'll give you fucking all the games you want if you just invest $350.
It's a developer kit.
Like, if I didn't make crazy money and I bought that fucking thing, I'd be pissed.
Well, it's like, for TJ to be the one to develop games for it.
Yeah, I know, but if that was me buying Oculus 2, or whatever it is, 2.0...
DK2, yeah.
I'd be fucking furious. This All thing right. looks like shit. I'm watching.
It's not to play well, games. It's to develop games.
To develop games, okay. But why do they pay? Why do I have to pay to be?
Hold on, that's
EA, and you make billions of dollars.
Yeah, that's
a year.
Cheap. That's fucking peanuts compared to like if you're a developer and you're going to be selling.
Yeah,
games,
but you still have to buy like
that's
rights
more of a, like,
to
show
Unreal
you one
Engine
of your
3
penises.
And Unreal Engine 4. You have to buy rights to all those fucking development engines.
Dude, they buy those
sure,
like
I'm
candy
not...
for their developers. You know what I mean? Like.
I'm not necessarily defending it. It's on my list. It's on my shit list.
Well, okay, so does Oculus win over
I feel like 2014
Ground Zeroes?
2014 was the year of VR.
Or well, it was the year of VR publicity.
Until it was released and then everyone went,
no. Until everyone saw it and said no.
No one wants to browse Facebook with... I mean, I'll want to do it. But
not anyone else.
I can see they're posting 3D.
So, TJ, do you have anything for innovation? That's a tough one to pick.
I don't know.
Hold on. Do we have a
I'll give
consensus on that?
I'll give it to Oculus.
Well, he's pulling up the contenders, of which we have two.
Oculus.
Did you finish your...
No,
hold on. You know what, too? Like, if the only reason we're exposed to this thing is because TJ bought into the development kit. If we hadn't seen it yet, we
not
might
only,
be singing a different song.
We'd
still
that,
be excited.
Dude. No,
yeah,
absolutely
it's
not.
It's going to be sick. I can't wait for space. I can't wait to set my VR eyes and on and just play on the game.
Those weren't words. Those were sounds.
No, they were words.
Hey, you know what? But we did see it, and none of us...
No, they built up a lot of hype in the beginning, and they let it fall off. I admit. But
yeah, they even
we
said
still have
like,
yet
like
to see.
You know what? The category is worst attempt at innovation, and I'll give it to them.
That is a big attempt.
Yeah,
it's a yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I not vote?
TJ gets a vote.
I don't
want to
vote for Ground Zeroes.
Well, I mean, it's three against whatever your vote is. Maybe it'll influence. This.
I don't want to vote though, because I don't want to vote for Oculus, and I don't want to vote for.
All right, it's unanimous.
Well, what else you got?
That's it.
I don't have anything else.
All right, unanimous Oculus. Sorry, TJ.
That's fine. I'm okay.
What
with
else is bad? PlayStation Plus was pretty bad at innovation.
PlayStation Now.
PlayStation Now.
No. Holy shit!
PlayStation Now is dope.
I would vote for
stand
that.
By it.
PlayStation Now is not dope. Did you rent?
Give me some more.
Deus Ex.
No, I didn't.
When he got his penis cut off and he stayed home every day, he rented something for like $3 and just played it. That's a good idea.
I actually didn't do that, but...
Shh. You told me you were going to...
Play or care pizza?
I almost rented Deus Ex. I almost rented Mass Effect 2.
Oh, no.
PlayStation Now is perfect for when you get your penis cut off and you're at home.
No, dude, honestly, games. if they, you know what, like, if they keep putting fucking, my balls.
Well, not his penis, but his balls.
Still have a penis.
You still have a penis?
Yeah, man.
I thought when you don't want to have kids anymore, they cut your penis off.
No, they don't cut your penis off.
What do they get, your stump? Still have a head there?
Just cut the head off.
Can you still get an erection?
Weird stump with no head on it anymore. That's where the cum comes from, right?
Baby, you still like me?
Anyway.
Like my, yeah. My skinny stump? Not skinny as in it's thin, but skinny because there's a lot of skin on it.
My skinny stump. I don't even remember what I was talking about here. Oh, PlayStation Now is not that bad.
It's teasing you.
It's a rental service.
I was just making a dick joke.
It's rent. I'm not. I don't give. No, I know. I don't take any offense. It's a rental service, though. I think it's fine.
But they paid a lot of money for it. It was supposed to be the next big thing, and it's not. Maybe it's serviceable. It's fine.
Stop defending Oculus. What's next?
No, I think PlayStation Now is shit. That's
it's
all.
It's going to be a train wreck.
What's next?
Worst multiplayer.
Oh.
Worst multiplayer? Mario Kart 8 Battle Mode.
Oh, that's a good one.
The fact that it is not a battle mode.
I don't know if
it's
any of you
race
even,
with fucking items.
I don't know if any of you played this one. Tomb Raider. The multiplayer that they just had.
There's multiplayer
in that
game? 20
Woo!
Minutes.
Did it hurt.
20
that was
minutes.
Bad.
20 minutes, I was fucking out of that
game. Yeah, I was like, nope.
He wasn't in it.
He was out.
That was one of the achievement killers. I think it was a multiplayer one. It was like,
I think
oh,
so.
It's level 50. It's like the last achievement.
Yeah, I tried like one or two matches. I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever played.
Yeah.
No.
I can't believe there's anybody playing it.
This is the worst.
I don't think anyone in the world has level 50 in that because... It sucks that bad.
Let's check that Chivo. All
right. What was the category?
See if anybody's got it.
Worst multiplayer.
Worst multiplayer.
Oh.
I agree with you, Mario Kart.
Mario Kart Battle Mode.
The battle was...
So much potential.
Non-existent.
Why did they take
the
away
fuck?
The balloon, like, battle arena?
They there's still balloons, but it's on racetracks.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like,
that's
battle
horrible.
Arena.
You put
block for it.
You put block for it in 5 stars.
Well, even the donut
block
one
for
was fine.
Five-star game.
Yeah.
They didn't put it in. No, like, just charge me $5 for it. I'll pay the extra $5. Nope. Yeah.
Why would you take out such an awesome
block for it? Is the easy? I can make it in Minecraft. I can make it with Legos. That's how easy it is to develop block.
Has there been updates since it came out?
Yeah, there's new racers, new carts, new levels.
They've released
like,
Mercedes
they launched
Benz
a DLC. No, they launched DLC for like a whole Hyrule pack where you got like Zelda levels. You could race as Link. Cool stuff, but like, who cares?
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, that's cool. Anyway, yeah. Is there any other contention for worst multiplayer?
No. I agree with you, dude. Dude.
It is... Well, Tomb Raider was fun.
I'm going to vote Tomb Raider. We're gonna be split.
I would rather
at least my
Mario Kart.
My nominee is only one aspect of the multiplayer. Racing in Mario Kart is fun. It's just specifically the battle mode. They
it's
fucking
a huge
shit
disappointment.
Okay, but let's be honest. How many hours did you play?
Okay, but a game like Tomb Raider comes out and it's like, oh, it has multiplayer. I'm like, okay, they tacked it on. Some other fucking 10-person team put this together.
I don't expect to play multiplayer in Tomb Raider.
Exactly.
I suppose.
But Mario Kart...
I blame them.
Mario Kart, all I'm looking forward to is multiplayer. And they completely fucked it.
They did.
By not including Block Fort or any other, like, arena-type levels.
They both suck. Let's leave it at that.
Well, no one's arguing that any of these are good.
Is this Paper, Scissor, Rock battle?
No, we don't need to...
We got
I'll go with Paper, Scissor,
no,
Rock
we got
right now.
Well, here's the thing. Okay. I would play multiplayer right now.
Joe's Mario Kart, Dan.
Sure, why not?
Or TJ. Right. Tomb Raider.
Let's do it, Dan. You're fighting for TJ. Wait, whoever loses is the winner?
Wait, what?
What?
Because it's the worst, right?
Okay, so I'm trying to lose? Fuck you, I lose.
You did lose.
It's best out of three. It's always best.
No, it's never best out of three.
I don't even know I did. I threw a middle finger at you. That's not even...
Tomb Raider as the worst multiplayer. Even though it's clearly Mario Kart 8 Battle Mode.
Tomb Raider doesn't count.
Worst
next.
Voice acting.
Peter Dinklage. Move
Peter
on.
Peter Dinklage.
Dinklage.
What's next?
Unanimous.
Worst voice actor.
Can we do best voice acting?
Yeah.
No.
What do you got?
I don't know.
Troy Baker in anything.
Yeah.
No.
Dragon Age.
You know who was really
Far
good?
Far Cry was really good.
Is that Troy Baker in that as well?
Whoever it is.
No.
It's always Troy
and
Baker.
And even your own character is really good too.
AJ?
Is Troy Baker.
AJ's Troy Baker.
Is he not?
I think so.
He plays a Chinese man. He plays a Texan.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to offer two here.
Really good.
Wait a minute. Are we talking about worst or best?
He's
best
he's Pagan Min, too.
No, that's the thing. He's not your guy. He's Pagan Min.
Are you sure?
Yes. He might also be
Heyman's awesome.
Who is this? Oh, it's no one.
No, dude, it's your own character has a really good voice acting, too.
Okay, best, I'll give it to Ellie in Last of Us.
She's very good, yeah.
So
2013.
No, Last of Us Remastered.
Remastered.
No.
But the voice
same
acting,
voice track.
You're right.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
Same voice track.
I don't care.
I'm with you on this one.
And I had another one. Spacey was good, too.
I imagine
Kevin Spacey.
Spacey was good, but the lip syncing was awful. Even in the cutscenes. Chad comes. There you go. So justified.
Why was it way off?
Well, they. It's like.
Hello.
Kevin Spacey would get more mad, but his eyebrows wouldn't move. So it's just like a static face and a yelling mouth.
Did you see the Conan O'Brien, Clueless Gamer?
Yeah, we watched it together, but remind me what you're talking about.
He just talks about, like, he's like, oh my god, it's Kevin Spacey. And, like, Kevin Spacey walks on the screen, he's like, why wouldn't they give him, like, life?
Yeah, why is like, why, life what's wrong with his eyes?
Why are his eyes dead?
Yeah, I remember that. I would give it to Ellie, though. But, okay. Hey, man, if you guys want to contend or whatever.
Worst?
What did I put? Voice acting Dinklage.
Yeah. He's just atrocious. Worst developer?
Ubisoft.
Ubi.
Yep.
Even though they've got some...
Unanimous.
There are good games that they've made.
No.
I don't know.
Can you name? Far Cry is Ubisoft.
I like Child of Light.
Was it Rayman? Yeah, Rayman, Child of Light.
Games.
Rayman, no. Far Cry. Rayman was...
Far Cry
they keep they keep re-releasing Rayman.
Ubisoft?
As often as they can.
Yeah.
Far Cry is Ubisoft.
Far Cry is Ubisoft. Good game.
Far Cry is Ubisoft, but they also make...
Assassin's Creed.
The Crew.
You also didn't like Watch Dogs.
Dude, I thought Watch Dogs was so bad.
Oh. I'm excited for The Crew. It's not out yet, right?
The Division. It is out, and it got a 5.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That was on my top 20 list.
Oh, no.
It looked good back in the day.
Take it off, TJ.
Oh, you didn't play it.
I had a runner-up. It's kind of a slap in the face. I put 343 on there just because the Master Chief Collection multiplayer still doesn't work.
Dude, Call of Duty multiplayer? Less than 3 seconds every time.
I'm telling you right now.
Such a short period of time.
I tried to hop on.
Like that.
To get in?
I tried to hop on.
It's insane.
Multiplayer for Halo. I found a match.
You have a match.
That's when 40 million people buy the
I found a match.
I don't give a shit.
They had twice as many players on their team as I had on mine. And I played the entirety of the game. And they didn't add more players to my team as the game went on.
Okay, so from 343 standpoint, what are they working with? They're like, you now own the rights to this code.
I don't think 343
made. Okay, well,
whoever's the chief collection.
Yeah, they're just sitting there like
well,
okay.
They're making Halo 5.
You could Google it right now.
I'm going to.
It was Microsoft Studios, and they were my runner up, but Ubisoft is clearly bad.
Yeah, I'll agree.
Shovelware.
What? I don't necessarily think they've made any shovelware.
Yeah, they have.
Shovelware is like. That's Wii games. Like, they literally make them in 3 months and boom.
Yeah, you
gotta
be careful.
It's not shovelware. They put time into the games. They just don't make that great of games sometimes.
No, they don't. They say, yeah, sure, this will sell. We'll release another one in 8 months.
Okay. Ooh. Well, they use the same engine and then just change characters. The only one that I can say that with is
Assassin's
Creed.
How many of the games look worse after they're released? Every single one.
Watch Dogs was a decent game.
Nope.
No.
Yes. Fuck you both. And your balls. It was a decent game. I platinumed it.
Okay, so what is the worst developer? Ubisoft, right?
Ubisoft.
It's gotta be.
What's next? Worst controller?
Worst controller.
Sorry, worst controls?
Worst controller.
There's no new controllers this year.
Well, there's the Wii U GameCube controller, which is butts.
Whoa.
I don't know if that's even a...
No, no, no. Yeah, it's a GameCube, yeah, you're right.
Master Chief Collection was made by...
Okay, Wii U...
So there's only one?
I don't know.
It was there, but then it's gone.
What do you think of the worst controllers of the next generation console?
United Front Games, Ruffian Games, and 343 Industries. Three developers making one shitty game.
Three developers working in total tandem.
On one shit game.
What are we talking about? Worst controllers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say that fucking that GameCube toy was shit.
My Yoshi Wii U
GamePad.
GameCube remake bullshit. Yeah. Licensed Nintendo garbage.
Who likes the Xbox controller better than the PlayStation controller?
I do.
I think everybody.
Yeah?
Those grips?
Yeah, but my second choice was the PlayStation 4 controller.
But no, okay, listen.
That shouldn't be it.
The Wii U
Pro Controller. No, no, no.
The Wii U Pro Controller is better than the GameShock.
No.
Yeah.
No, I disagree.
Pro Controller is dope.
It feels
Pro Controller is terrible.
It's light.
It's not
but it works just fine.
It's not horrible.
My
it is the worst.
My hands physically hurt after holding the Game Shock for a long time. The Game Shock hurts.
The Game Shock hurts.
Yeah. At least the fucking...
It does not hurt. I put a lot of...
controller.
At least Geometry Wars for a certain amount of time.
Titanfall?
Like, you're sweating
Towerfall?
These fucking... These toggles. Am I right?
My, yes. My one's gone. Yeah.
Like you gotta wipe your thumbs down in order to keep playing.
Yeah, Towerfall was a nightmare with the Game Shock.
If you're to play it on the Xbox 360... Or Xbox One controller, sorry. With those treads.
They have treads.
I don't know about those treads, though. I don't think those treads are tried and true.
They're not wearing down, either.
They don't wear down, and you're not sliding off.
I don't
you're
think those shreds are tried and true.
They are tried and true.
No, I don't know.
There's two guys right here telling you.
Yeah, but they're not pumping.
Fucking...
I pumped, man. You saw my 571
Geometry Wars King.
I haven't pumped like I have on Resogun and Geometry Wars.
You need to pump a Twitch game to really get... Like, I imagine those things would fucking start to eat away your thumb.
No.
Either way.
I was hoping Halo would be my game.
It doesn't have a start button. It has an options button. The fucking... The triggers are not that good.
And what?
The toggles are bad. We've all established that.
What?
On the Game Shock.
Oh, yeah. The controller's terrible. I hate it.
It hurts. And I promise you, if you guys weren't such assholes, you'd say the Pro Controller is slightly better.
No, the ergonomics of the controller is better than the...
The Pro Controller is it's the exact same shape as a 360 controller.
No,
your
not.
Favorite
Dude,
controller
it's
of all time.
It's
very close.
It's the exact same shape.
It's like, it's hard, cold plastic.
Oh, give me a break.
And you're sweating and sticking to it.
You don't even have a fucking Wii U. Buttons, how do you know how that controller feels?
The buttons aren't even like they... You know, what do they call that? Like when you press the analog sticks or the triggers down.
Game Shock has the same problem.
Like they're not like...
Yeah, Game Shock has the same problem.
Dual Shock.
I know it's called Dual Shock.
Okay.
The Game Shock... Anyway, who cares?
You know, like when you press down the triggers...
They're both shit,
they
but
both
one
have
is a better shape.
Sensitivity.
Neither of them are analog triggers.
I think I like the DualShock better than most of you guys like it. I think it's a great controller. I just think that the Xbox controller feels a bit better in my
Way
giant
better.
Hand.
I'm right with you there.
Anyway,
I think it's
a
good controller too. It's way better than PlayStation 3.
You guys ever actually play with the gamepad? The Wii U gamepad?
The gamepad, sure. I think it's fine.
Fuck that thing, man. That is really not comfortable at all.
When have you played with it?
It's like holding a laptop.
That's my scariest reason to get a
I'm not
Wii
playing
U.
Call of Duty with it, but it was fine for Zombie U.
What is that? Your scariest reason to get a Wii U?
Yeah. If I could get the GameCube adapter and the GameCube... The GameCube controller can work with every game that I play...
That'd be dope.
Then I would buy a Wii U.
Oh, give me a break.
Guaranteed.
The Pro Controller's fine.
So what have we decided?
Pro Controller is sack nuts balls.
The GameCube adaption.
There's only been one controller launch this year, and it's the game. It's the weird GameCube.
It wasn't
ones.
Good.
Yeah.
Worst controls for a game.
Smash.
Towerfall Trials.
Okay. I'm gonna get hate for both of mine.
Towerfall Trials. What the fuck
Donkey
is that?
Kong, Tropical Freeze.
Absolutely not.
And Thief.
Thief. Okay.
You
I had
how cumbersome Thief was?
I had...
I gotta press what?
People are gonna hate me for this, and I know John, the guy that I suggested...
Oh, he's never listening again after this episode. Oh,
he will. Binding of Isaac. I fucking hated the controls. Like,
are you kidding me?
The aiming. You can shoot up, down, left, or right.
Yeah.
No diagonal.
That's probably the skill of the game.
You can get
diagonal.
Oh,
real sweet skill. I didn't like it.
Wow.
So I'll probably get hate for that, like I said. That's fine.
That's
or Metal Gear.
How is Hobbit so bad when this is so good?
Metal Gear...
Look at this.
...was... Poop controls. I got, like, if I have to look down at the controller and be like, wait, what is what?
Did they use the touchpad at all?
Yep.
For what?
I don't know. Map.
In what?
Metal Gear. It just didn't feel good. Like, it was buttons. I don't know. When you play a game and it's generally press O to duck in every fucking game,
yep.
And they put O as shoot. Or something weird.
Oh, I hate that.
It's like, what are you doing? Like,
oh, we figured it out. This feels good.
No,
all the testers.
Like,
agree.
I have to actually think about what the fuck a button is going to do.
Like,
you've kind of fucked up a little bit.
I want to go back to my other games and not be like.
Well, what about Halo then?
Halo is also like weird. Like, who the fuck clicks a right stick to zoom in?
Yeah,
that's old. I understand that the game is a remastered game and they're re-releasing it, and that's fine. That's the only excuse.
Why not update the controls?
If Halo 5 has fucking click to zoom, I'm going to be upset.
Oh, it better not.
Ooh.
I'm okay with the...
I'm going to be upset.
It won't.
It won't. It's going to have left trigger.
I'm pretty sure Halo 4 had
Left trigger.
Left trigger.
I feel like it did as well. Mm-hmm. I don't remember because it's been so long.
I think it maintained the existing controls.
Well,
it
they
did.
Better...
It did. I remember. I was like, oh, that's still weird.
They need to drop that because it doesn't feel right anymore.
It's... Here's the problem. Halo, like hardcore people, you're going to lose them.
They but, don't use but... it. They use bumper jumper or whatever the fuck it's called.
I don't know
the
what that
bumper
is.
Jumper?
But I agree. Fuck them.
It's one of the... If you change the button layout, they have names for each of them. And yeah. a lot of the... Pro players change it because it doesn't feel right.
Solitaire.
Don't people usually Golden play like this? Like,
no, I don't think so. They're not fucking.
What are we talking about?
Max Weinberg in the
worst controls.
Weinberg's seven drums.
Max Weinberg.
Yeah, did you see the way he plays drums?
Yeah,
he plays drums nuts.
So,
what? Worst controls for me is Metal Gear, like hands.
Okay,
down.
Yeah, I'll agree.
It was running Super Smash.
I haven't played it yet.
Fine.
I had something in mind, but it's slipped me now.
All right, coming up next, more. Ain't got nobody, ain't got nobody, ain't got no one to really love me. Ain't got nobody, ain't got nobody, ain't got no one to kiss and hug me. I've been so patient. Where's TG?
We're back after...
We're back.
Very brief break.
Are we playing a tune?
No.
Are we on Worst Soundtrack?
Worst Soundtrack.
Destiny, play the games with me.
That's not even in the game.
Yeah, it is.
It's in the credits. If you push a button, it's hard to get to. Are you talking about the Paul McCartney
shit? You really want to play the games with me?
That song I've never heard in the game.
No, it exists.
It does exist. I know that it does, but you have to...
It does?
Yeah, if you are in the overview...
Have you heard the actual Paul McCartney song?
No.
It's bad.
If you're in the overview...
He hasn't made a good song in 4 years.
If you go to the fucking credits, it's the only time you can hear it. It's not in the game either.
Then you have to find it?
You have to find it. It is kind of tricky to find.
You beat the game. And...
No.
Yeah, different credits.
Yeah, it's a credits icon on the main screen in the bottom right-hand corner that no one knows or sees.
Do you really want to play the game?
No. I really want to play the game
with me.
Destiny's going to be a good game.
Don't even say Destiny's
bad
music.
And I
want to
play the game with you.
No, Destiny is bad music, though.
No.
But will you want to play
it the game? It has great sound. If it was a combination of sound and music, it would get my vote, but it has great sound, but bad music.
I think the music's fine.
Best sound, Fusion Rifle.
There's a lot of cool gun sounds.
Yeah. That game's dope.
Best gun sounds, though, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
I don't know if any of you even know this. Sounds. Worst soundtrack, Sunset Overdrive.
Oh,
I'm so tired of fucking 1980s or early 90s punk music. Like,
and then the gun, it's black.
By the way, you're supposed to board that game for 3 days.
I still have it,
it's
don't
been
I?
30.
I have another. I have another. I have some more nominations.
I got lost to a play, so it's okay.
Listen, worst soundtrack / sound. I'm going to go ahead and say Tomb Raider cutscenes. You remember those?
Were they like...
Based on which camera it was using, like different sounds would cue in? No.
I don't know.
So like, you would hear like a... Like, they would switch to a shot of like a character with a waterfall in the background, and you'd hear the waterfall.
And then it would change.
And then it would change the camera angle, and the water would fall when you turn off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Also, worst soundtrack, Peggle 2.
That sound effects.
Peggle 2 doesn't have the... I mean...
Peggle 2 is worse use of soundtrack. The fact that you're stuck. If you have a favorite character...
Yeah.
Every single time.
Norman is easily the guy to go to.
Norman's the worst.
And his music
and
is the
best
worst.
Sound. I mean, he's the best, but he has the worst sound. There we go.
Yeah. If I could just listen to Jeff's tunes while
Jeff's
playing...
Jeff's tune is... Remember when I said it?
Yeah,
Delay?
Jeff's tune is sick.
It's dope. It's good.
But... It's the game sounds great if you turn the music off.
I bet.
It sounds great. You put your own tunes on, you've got sound effects all the way up.
What else is really bad?
Pretty sneak.
What's that?
Actually, I want to talk a second about good sound in games. As you were just talking, putting your own tunes in games. First time I ever did this was Oblivion for 360. And I put on Stay What You Are.
Oh, nice.
And... which is like all the sound was drawn out of the game, and it was just "Boom, your song will become." And I was just walking around going, Just like sword fighting with it was the first time I ever experienced that.
The only time I've ever inserted my own music into a game was Tiger Woods 05 for GameCube. I don't even know
music off of those games.
No, and it was like the used Lunacy Fringe.
Wow.
That song, anytime I hear it, I think of golf. It's fucked. It's the only time I've ever put my own music in a game.
Do we have a worst sound?
Worst sound?
Or soundtrack?
Yeah.
I'll give it to Destiny.
Yeah, hold on.
Even though the guns sound good, the soundtrack was shit, and the voice acting was shit. Not only Dinklage.
And neither is voice acting.
Neither is voice acting.
Okay, well, soundtrack. This is what I'm saying. Like, if you break it down,
music.
Overall sound, okay, well, what do we know?
I think the music was actually pretty decent.
The music was good in Destiny.
It's orchestra. Like,
okay, wait, so you got sound effects, vocals, and music.
Like that.
It's good. There's no way around it. Destiny's... Dude, I put like 200 hours in the game. It's good music.
It's good. The soundtrack is great. The worst... Obviously, you guys are going to pick this because fucking who is he? But, Defense Grid 2.
Bad sound.
Bad soundtrack?
Oh my god. It's... They're using the same, like, MIDI fucking sounds of, like, N64 days. You open this thing up, it's going...
That's probably a design choice.
Just
but...
not organic at all, just...
It's bad. Are we going to pick bad sound? Soundtrack?
Sunset Overdrive, and it's stupid punk music.
I'll give it to you, because I don't really have a horse in this race. Best sound? Sure. I'm going to go ahead and say Ollie Ollie.
Oh, come on.
Incredible sound.
Incredible.
Oh, no, come on.
Hotline Miami, I'm loving it.
Yep. I can choose good tunes, too, for fucking the game you guys are making.
Some of the best sound, though, and I know it's not going to win, but 3D World has amazing sound.
I bet.
Amazing sound.
I bet, actually.
So fucking tight. So tight.
All right, best? Yeah.
Worst?
Best game to play on full blast. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Oh, I have my headphones on.
So good.
I'm going to be playing that over the holidays.
Battlefield 4.
So I'll be playing... I have a fucking...
You just can't let another shooter
get. I'm not even going to announce what I'm going to be playing, because there's a lot of games coming up.
Oh, here's where I announce what I'm going to be playing.
a pretty big deal. This is what I'll be playing.
So all right, worst sneak. Calendar. Come on.
Worst sneak. We have no best sounds. Okay, worst sneak. Wolfenstein. Where...
Oh my god!
Whether or not the animation keys in or not, the fucking person will walk right by you.
I forgot about that.
They'll stare at you, turn around, and walk away.
What's the noise? Who's there?
Who's there?
All right, what? Yeah, Wolfenstein wins. Move on.
No, Wolfenstein, I have another one. Last of Us NPCs.
Oh my god.
You're trying to sneak around because it's so those fucking clickers are so goddamn annoying.
That's what it was.
And then your NPCs are like, Joel! Joel!
Over here! I found a spot of water!
We were talking about that earlier. Like, what fucking game was that? Like, where the NPCs would give you away?
I wasn't talking about that, but...
It wouldn't give you away,
but... You're sitting here talking about it.
I felt like it would give you away.
They should, but they didn't.
We both sat right here.
I was talking about if you're in a video game, and one guy finds you, and you're in an open world, and then every enemy in the entire map.
That's true. That game does that.
Far Cry does that.
Evil Within does it, and so fucking.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Last of Us has bad sneak.
That's like saying NPCs in the Last of Us don't give you away,
but it still has bad sneak.
They'll walk through a zombie.
Yeah, and they don't
towards you, and they're just like, somebody's coming.
I feel like that's true, but
we have talked about this many times in the podcast. It's necessary in that game.
Is Evil Within out of the race here?
For what?
Worst sneak?
Is it bad? I've never even played it.
Okay, Evil Within is the worst sneak because, yes, it is the exact...
Everybody knows that game's bad, though.
What about Last of Us? Exactly. They're trying to rip off Last of Us, but the camera angle is so zoomed in that when you like hit sneak, it lowers even more, and you're like, okay, I can literally only see... Like, I have to walk askew just to see like who's over there because in front of me is blocked. I can't see in front of my fucking
character. A game where you're supposed to sneak for majority of the game. Thief. Did you even play that game? That was horrible sneaking.
The worst.
Horrible
Thief
sneaking.
Thief was the worst.
I would say it's Thief or Last of Us. And I loved Last of Us.
Actually, you know what?
Last of Us was bad because even the illusion of sneak with those NPCs running around and the clickers, it's like, you never quite knew. Like, did I really fuck up, or was that the game?
Okay, but Thief, if you were in the light, you were, like, not hidden. And if you were in the shadow, 1 millimeter to the right, you were hidden. That's bullshit.
Dumb.
I got...
That's last gen.
You know what's weird, too? We'll probably talk about, like, oh, the sneak in Skyrim is amazing. But literally, like, as long as you had the fucking blackmail outfit, you just ducked, and it was, like, hidden.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun. I was like, I'm buying into this.
I like it.
I'm obviously hidden.
I know I'm hidden. I heard the dun-dun-dun.
Yeah. The reticle goes flat, which was so rewarding. Seeing that reticle just go...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah.
Oh.
I got two bad sneaks.
What do you got?
Unity? Sneaking. Unity? The first thing they show you is how to sneak through a garden and steal an apple when you're a kid. And there's this guard who sees you steal it. Like, he's looking at you the whole time.
Must be someone else.
And the whole point is for you to steal this apple. And he goes, are you? You can't take that. Put it back.
How do you put an apple back?
And he runs after you. And
press
and
X to put the apple back.
And the game is to get away from him. So you're watching his fucking... his cone of view.
Oh, no.
And it's literally...
Where'd you go?
It's the entire thing. And he's like, where are you? Come back. And you're running around this courtyard, and you finally make it out. I probably did it like 4 or 5 times before I actually made it out. The game's terrible. But Outlast was the worst sneak mechanic.
Bad sneak?
You're walking around, and that thing sees you. He goes, L-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l- You're like, oh, fuck, I was caught. I might as well die and then just restart. Because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you sneak or not. You can just run right by the fucker.
Well, I'll vote for Last of Us.
What else was there? Last of Us, Unity.
Thief.
Thief's my vote.
Thief was the worst game of all time.
The point of the game is to sneak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a thief. You're sneaking around and the game is just... It didn't feel right.
What the noise?
Yeah, but sneaking around is the point of Last of Us too.
No.
Okay, listen to me.
You're still sniping,
Last of Us, you're sneaking. You as a player was fine. It worked just fine.
I disagree.
I don't disagree. It worked just
fine. It worked
all right. You played it on hard, didn't you?
Yeah, and I did it fine.
The NPCs never gave me away.
But how you did that?
Listen to me. The NPCs running around and like, how mad would you be if Ellie was like, just running in front of enemies and then you?
Oh, I played that game. It's called Resident Evil 4.
And how annoying.
Sheva.
How annoying.
That's five.
That's five.
Ashley was a bitch in 4 too.
Olimar.
I'm telling you. They made it, as much as it kind of takes you out of the game, it was the right choice to make. Sorry. It had to be that way.
Power through them.
Worst sequel.
Smash Brothers or Killzone?
Smash Bros. Killzone came out 2013.
Smash Bros?
I put Mario Kart 8.
It was good. It was better than any... It was the best Mario Kart game since N64.
Here's my problem. We make the same game.
Oh, give me a break.
It was the same game.
It's
Mario Kart, you idiot.
2 years
back. So every racing game is the same.
They remade the same maps, though.
We make 2 years back.
A lot of them were the same maps. I mean, it was a fine game.
That's like a poll. It's like classic maps. We're arguing that it sucked because they didn't make the same maps in the battle mode.
Well, let's put it this way.
I'm not going to argue for it. Best sequel.
Well, what do we expect?
What other sequels are there that are bad? Think of another sequel that was bad.
Didn't I just name two? Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers, which I haven't played. So it's
literally terrible.
Oh my god, you hate it.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And Killzone.
Killzone was last year.
Killzone was, of course, going to be bad. Come on.
Okay, well, Assassin's Creed Unity.
Well, that's a good point.
That game's always terrible.
Worst sequel, Assassin's Creed Unity. It's not on my list, but I will agree with it.
Unity was terrible.
Alright, that's that.
Like, at least Smash Brothers and Mario Kart were functional.
Yeah.
A lot of these I couldn't think of.
Mario Kart was great. Never argue that Mario Kart was not good. We all liked it.
I did like it.
And it fucking looks sick, and they're not all the same.
I didn't like it.
And the fact that they like rebuilt old maps to like for new, and they were 3D, and you could go on the walls and shit. That was awesome.
It was okay.
You can only bring Mario Kart so far.
I agree.
I think Mario Kart 8 was fine, just the battle mode sucked. Honestly, I don't know what race Nintendo's trying to pull. And you know what? We're 30-year-old men. I honestly don't think they give a shit what we think.
30-year-old men who's been playing the same game.
How about
they don't
since
care
14.
What we think.
This is
they
a very similar
what we think.
Category.
They're making it for 14-year-olds, buddy.
Yeah.
You got to think of that.
Or younger.
Similar topic. Not worst sequel, but worst remake.
I can't even think of any bad remakes.
I put Yoshi's New Island.
Not a remake.
I put Smash Brothers. It's a remake. Because it's
a sequel.
Basically, well,
does that include like next gen?
And
like
Smash Brothers is not a remake either.
Well, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, GTA.
I didn't come up with the fucking categories.
No,
here,
remake is like Last of Us, Tomb Raider, fucking
GTA.
Tomb Raider's GTA. Last year. So it's between Last of Us or GTA.
But here's the thing: they only remake remakes. The best games.
No, they remake bad games.
Okay, Deus Ex they remade.
So remade that, but they didn't remake that this year. I think that was already out.
It's probably already out. But don't call Smash Bros. A remake. It's not.
I don't know. I couldn't think of anything.
Smash Brothers is a remake.
I can just as easily call GTA a remake.
It is a remake. It is a remake.
No,
it
literally is. For PS3.
Oh, stop it.
Well, I mean, it's a sequel, not a remake.
What do you mean? What?
You were calling sequels remakes.
Because it's the same game.
You just said you can call GTA a remake for PS3.
Yeah, because I'm saying if that's the kind of shit you want to play. Yeah, same as GTA 4.
Are you fucked? You never even
played
it.
There's a new shooting mechanic.
No, there's a completely new story with three new characters in a new fucking world with new everything new. I could just say new all day and be right.
Anyway.
Smash Brothers, though.
Was not a remake, but it's bad.
Takes out everything that's good about the game, like the Great Fox.
And the fun stuff.
You can unlock Great Fox.
That map is back?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm buying the game then.
It's a 10. It's a 10.
It's a 10 then, right? Sparkle 2?
Sparkle 2!
I don't think there's any bad remakes because they only remake good games.
I forgot it was Sparkle.
Game of the Actually, year. This is a good thing. This is a good thing. Okay, GTA, Tomb Raider, and fucking Last of Us. Which is the worst of those? What other games did they actually remake?
I don't know.
I'll call fucking
lots of bad games.
Hold on. What else did they remake?
Small games, probably.
Yeah, Binding of Isaac was remade.
Right.
A lot of those free shitty games
like
on
Dead Nation
PS Plus.
Was like from 2012 or something stupid.
God,
shit.
Strider was a remake, but are we talking AAA? We're talking about
we
got to
talk about
games.
AAA though, like not free games on PS Plus. That should be another category. Though.
Assassin's Creed, same game every time.
Worst PlayStation Plus game.
What?
Like worst free one? Game?
Worst PlayStation Plus.
You know what? Oh my God! You know what? I will actually. I'm as good as it is. Hold on, as good as it is.
I played that for like a couple hours. I'm ashamed to admit it.
As good as it is. Peggle 2 is not a giant leap over Peggle 1.
It's not.
It's more or less a remake. Well, I would say that's a sequel. There's new levels, but
that's fine.
I would go in and say this: Peggle 2 is inferior to Peggle 1.
Oh yes, a lot
by far.
Yeah, it's a weak.
The characters are poo. Why the fuck do they have that ghost girl?
Where is my fucking Zen shot?
Bitch, where's Owlman?
Zen.
Yeah,
they're gonna charge me for Zen shot later. I kid you not.
No,
and they're coming out so slow with DLC when it's like. I feel like the developers should be making this game over the weekend. Hey, it's been a long weekend. I made a new character in 12 levels. Yeah, you put fucking dots on a screen. Real tough to develop. Please release them quicker. The game's been out for a year. They've released two new characters with 20
Which I'll never, ever pay for.
I already paid for them both.
Okay.
That's crazy.
I'll pay for any.
I don't buy trophies, Dan. I win them.
Oh, stop. Goat. I wanted more game. I wanted more Peggle. So I bought it. And Jess and I played a lot, so fuck y'all balls.
Most overrated.
Nintendo.
Wait, what one?
Period.
Overrated. Who's rating them high?
You.
Nintendo's inherently underrated.
Come on.
I just gave
Nintendo's
Smash Bros. The worst game of the year.
Nintendo, not by Joe Maria, but...
And like, I said,
like,
fucking...
The world.
Oh
They're
God,
like,
okay.
Oh my God, they
Let's
get a new Nintendo
Brothers. Smash Bros. Is the highest rated game of 2014. Give me a fucking break.
Is it? It's probably so good.
Is it really?
It's a 9.8 everywhere.
If we were 10 years younger, this could be the best thing ever.
I can't believe I can fight with my Mario.
I put that, and I also put...
I haven't been able to do that before.
I don't know if any of you played this. Shadow of Mordor.
Shadow of Mordor is way fucking overrated.
There has been
Holy
so much talk
shit.
Of this being Game of the Year and this and that. First of all, it's Assassin's Creed.
Let's mention that there's a lot of... This has not been a good year for gaming.
The
Game of the Year lists are horrible.
They're terrible.
It's been a bad
year. They're grabbing at straws.
Yeah.
Like, this game was alright.
Do you know why this game...
Bayonetta 2.
Do you know why this year...
Bayonetta 2! What the fuck is that shit?
That's two Game of the Year lists we've seen it on.
Shovelware, or whatever it was called, Shovel Knight, was Game of the Year contender on IGN.
Are you giving me a...
It's literally a joke.
Binding of Isaac was horribly overrated.
Yeah.
Binding of Isaac is overrated.
I got like 9.5s.
Overrated by people in this room, Rise.
The only people that
look at me for that.
The only people that
and,
was
well,
me
and
TJ
Dan.
Saying
well,
it was
hold on, let me
game.
Defend that.
Well,
and Diablo.
2013.
Diablo 3.
How can you say Rise?
Also 2013.
I just think you guys
what,
overrated it.
Yeah.
That's bullshit, dude.
For
I still hold Rise.
Yeah, but it was the same game.
Worst remake? Probably was really well.
What, Diablo?
Diablo was so good.
Yeah, Diablo was
so good.
I didn't play it, but I know I'd love to play it.
It was a lot of... You like Torchlight, and it's better than Torchlight.
I would have loved to play it, but I didn't.
I know, because I lent it to you.
First of all, Rise was 2013.
Yeah.
Exactly. Rise is canceled.
Overrated.
Shadow of Mordor, it has to be.
Binding of Isaac, Shadow of Mordor, fucking Smash Brothers. Give me a break.
Smash Brothers is a big one.
If it's getting 9-8, everybody gave it like 9-5 or over.
There's a case to be made for Mario Kart as well. Mario Kart reviewed very well.
Well, like, oh man.
For not.
Mario Kart got an 8. What are you talking about?
That was in the 9.
Lots of people, it's lots of people gave it an 8.
Whatever. I don't think that one's one that people are talking
even
about.
Even still, like even at the Game Awards, it feels like the industry's just loving that Chinese made into peonies.
I'm surprised Joe hasn't said Watch Dogs yet.
Everyone hates Watch Dogs.
It didn't really.
Everybody
didn't
loved it, but then they hated it. Like a month later, like, what's wrong with Watch Dogs? And there were just articles on why the game's bad.
Are we doing underrated next?
Underrated 3D World.
We'll call it Destiny.
Might have been last year. What's overrated?
Oh yeah, that's
you got to give it an award. I'm gonna say Shadow of Mordor.
Sparkle 2.
Fuck, give me a break.
Destiny is the most overrated.
Follow up to you.
You know what? Well, I say Destiny is the most underrated game.
Yeah,
I agree.
I do agree.
I gave it 5 stars.
Here's why I think Destiny. I just gonna.
Destiny's so good.
Just I gave one, it 5 stars. I love that fucking game.
As much as we hate the fucking
one
game.
One quick point on why Destiny is really, really underrated. When the game was released, everyone was just saying the story sucks, there's no story at all, and that just turned people off immediately. Like, they didn't even give the game a chance. When you hit level 20, the game does change and becomes a completely different type of game.
Yep. No, it's the
and
same
a lot
game.
Of people wouldn't even get to that point because they hear there's no story. And it's like, well,
it's the exact
who gives
same
a
game.
Fuck. Is it, what does
it's
that mean?
Do it again, but now you get cooler gear. You get cooler shit.
It's that chase for the gear.
Let's do it again.
And that's a big
and again,
thing.
And again and again. I've said it before. I like Destiny. I'm not about to pay to have a better time. They should have put it on the disc. If there's shit that's going to be more fun and more for the game.
Let me back up.
DLC is like, hey, thanks for supporting us. We have a new cool mission. It's $5. Not fucking here's more game. It's $20. Put it on the fucking disc or put it in the sequel.
Well, what they've released is a new raid, which is a pretty, you know, big, important part of the game.
How long does it take to beat?
Actually, this one's pretty short. It's like 90 minutes.
$20. Here's what I'm saying. Destiny is not underrated, but it's overhated.
Underrated, yeah?
Overhated. It's getting a lot of hate that it doesn't deserve, but I wouldn't say that it's underrated. People are rating it just fine.
People do a lot of raids.
Here's a topic to consider.
Oh, underrated.
How many,
rated.
What game did you put the most hours into? Because Destiny.
Destiny, for sure!
Destiny Peggle. For me and Dan.
This game?
You, I don't know.
Peggle
no,
two,
this maybe. Game I put 40, Peggle 50 two, hours into.
Like, I put 200 hours into Destiny easily.
Yeah, so even if you remove the repetitiveness, it's about the same length as a regular
dude,
game.
I had the best time playing Destiny this year, for sure. Like, it's definitely Game of the
We're
Year.
We're not talking about Game of the Year yet.
It's Game of the Year for me. Well,
worst movie. Interstellar, Thor 2, 12 Years a Slave, and The Hobbit.
TMNT.
Hobbit wins.
Captain America 2.
TMNT. What did you have?
TMNT is the worst movie.
What did you have?
Wait, what other...
I had joke picks.
Go what other though? Shitty but Marvel movie came out this year?
Thor 2, is that this year?
No.
That was last year.
That was like
sure?
years ago.
That game was nuts.
Cap 2?
Cap 2 was
Cap
2? This year.
Okay, well then Thor was this year too.
Cap... No.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thor was before
Cap Wait a minute, you're right.
Cap
but
2
the worst
was fine.
Of the year... Hey, I just didn't think anyone else had saw it, but TMNT is terrible.
So fucking bad.
You know
so,
what?
So
it's worse than
bad.
It is worse than Hobbit. But the expectation was so much higher for Hobbit. Fuck.
You can't blame somebody.
Even after
the
first
though.
Movie?
Is The Hobbit that bad?
It's horrible.
It's worse than the first?
It deserves its entire... Yes.
Hey, come on.
Hey.
Listen, oh no,
look
come on.
Listen,
when the
look
hell
at
did you guys turn on Hobbit 2?
Oh no, come on.
Look at me.
It's that bad?
It's bad, dude.
It's not
when
good.
Did you turn on Hobbit 2?
No,
why?
3.
3.
The third one just came out.
Oh yeah, Hobbit 2 was last year.
Desolation
right?
of Smaug.
Smaug was
Smaug
sick.
Is
don't,
good.
Don't,
dude,
don't
I love the first movie. I love the first movie more than I do Smaug.
You're crazy.
I do.
You're nuts.
You're crazy.
Dude, it's awesome. I love everything Hobbiton. I love everything Baggett. I love everything Hobbits.
I need to know what's bad about the new one.
There's no story. There's no meaningful character development. It's just bam, 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 bam. Shit's happening. People are dying. It's, oh, who gives a shit? Game, movie's over.
There's parts of the
and movie. And we're going where into like, Fellowship.
Why is that CG?
Yeah.
And like not like
there's not dead need to be serious. CG.
Like
There's cool scenes. There's cool like
no, there's not.
They're like, that was fucking sweet.
What's the coolest scene?
Okay, one thing that's a travesty that it didn't expand on it was when spoilers, the Eagles come in, obviously.
Oh, Jesus.
Beorn jumps off the eagle.
Shelby laughs out loud.
Turns into the bear and starts fucking shit up. They cut it instantly.
That sounds amazing.
They cut it instantly.
No,
it's like, sounds that's awesome! And then, he swipes one orc and it's cut back. And they show of him.
It was fucking, callbacks and, like, oh, remember this guy who's in the other movie? And, like, it was just... It was. We can't get into it at this point. Chad and I talked about it quite a bit.
I'm gonna see it.
Don't.
I'm so happy that the Fellowship of the Ring is something that exists and it's the best movie ever made.
We've actually been watching it this entire time.
It's been on the background.
It's so good. Listen, The Hobbit. It's really bad. I would compare it more to like a Harry Potter movie or something.
Dude, yikes! Cave Trolls in The Hobbit. Yes, Harry Potter.
I would compare it more to Harry Potter. Yeah.
Cave Trolls in the new Hobbit movie are like goblins in The Lord of the Rings. They're fucked up instantly. Like, you see a cave troll, and it's like, holy shit, how are they going to fight this thing? It's just...
They throw one spear.
A couple arrows and one spear, and it's done.
Look at this cave troll go.
This cave troll, like, entire Fellowship is fighting this thing for 20 minutes.
One of them.
And they finally bring it down. Gandalf fucks like 40 of them up in
Not even Gandalf. Hobbit. Yeah, not even Gandalf can save that movie. It's just
not awful. Even Martin Freeman. Actually, you know what's
Martin Freeman, like the 10 minutes that he's on screen for that whole movie? Don't. Amazing. I liked him.
I didn't like him. You know what? I watched Fargo last week.
Lester Nygaard?
Nygaard made me not like
Bilbo?
Bilbo.
You know how bad that looks.
Too much.
You hate Nygaard, though, eh?
No, he loves Nygaard.
No, I love. He's played so well, yeah. But he's played a lot like Bilbo.
Yeah, he is.
So, you think so?
Yes, and he's very like, oh, hey, and just very quirky and
maybe an exaggerated Bilbo,
and quick. And I was just like, oh, I don't like that guy. I don't like what that guy became.
The worst movie of the year is Hobbit 3.
For me, I think Cap 2.
I didn't mind Cap 2.
I liked Cap 2 a lot.
You guys love bad movies, though. It's...
That's true. I like Thor as well, so...
Oh, whoa!
Shit!
TMNT was the worst.
Nowhere near as much as
Yeah, but TMNT is Michael Bay bullshit, and we've got four Transformers movies to get prepared for how bad TMNT is going to be. Hobbit was on the fucking heels of Smaug, which was awesome.
Let's give it a break, though. Hobbit, the last one, I wasn't even excited for, really. Like, watching the trailers for this, I was like... I don't know if it's because...
We can break this down scene for scene, Chad. How did the movie start, and how good was it?
I don't know if it's because I'm, like, an old man getting cynical, like, I'm not excited for movies anymore. Like, I shit my pants over Interstellar.
It wasn't the worst. Yeah, Interstellar was amazing.
But, like Hobbit came out, I was watching trailers for that, I was like, immediately, I was skeptical, like, I don't know about this
I'm
one.
I'm seeing a lot of CG characters.
I'm cautiously, like... It's not going to be what I want it to be, so I'm not going to get overexcited.
I need to know those movies.
If I was overexcited, I probably would have, like they fucking ruined my...
This movie's 10 years old, and it looks 1,000 times better.
This movie's 13 years old.
Okay.
It doesn't look better.
Yes, it does.
It looks so much better than fucking...
Look at that. That's real.
Kind
of. Dude, there's a lot of shit that looks bad in this movie right now.
Yeah, there is.
Go see it.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, worst TV.
The Strain.
I didn't watch The Strain.
Sorry, the truth TJ. Finally comes out.
The only reason...
I'm more offended that you apologize than anything.
The only reason I put it on there is because you recommended it. Okay.
I didn't recommend it. I saw a preview for it and I said, hey, that's going to be my mandatory watch.
Worst season of TV was Boardwalk Empire season 5.
Thank you. Yeah.
Really?
Wow. For being such a phenomenal show to just shit the bed.
Yeah.
Completely with
hey,
the
last season.
Hey,
you guys have so one more season. You guys have one more season.
I told them how canceled, it ends.
And they're just like... Oh no!
Tell me the worst thing about season 5.
Okay, so they obviously they didn't know they were getting canceled.
Spoiler free.
They didn't know they were getting canceled, and they set up so many great character arcs at the end of season 4, and then they abandoned all of them. And in the last 10 episode season that they had was very shallow and nothing episodes where it's like they had to rush to create their ending and they showed you everything that you needed to know to like get to that last episode. Okay. But I mean, in 10 episodes, it's just nothing. It's just shit. It was shit.
Okay.
Shit.
I was wondering if it was like a product of them closing up stories. No, they did, had to follow real life. You know,
one of the things that show did really well was slowly developing characters over time. And like, it took me 4 seasons to get where I was with Chalky White, and that's the end. It took me 4 seasons to what I wanted to do with Nucky, and that's the end. Or it took me 4 seasons to get with Capone
or Luciano or anybody.
Luciano, and that's the end. Like everybody, and she's like, oh my god, I can't wait to see what they do with him next. And then they abandon everything. And give you an ending abruptly and very sad. Even fucking, what's his name? Michael Shannon, what's his name? Yeah.
Zod?
No.
Yeah, Zod.
Zod.
But his fucking character, like, it's just that they give them, I don't know, it seemed abrupt and it was kind of sad that they had to rush it and it made for a bad 10 episodes of TV.
I didn't know it was only 10 episodes.
Yeah.
A season, yeah. So, Boardwalk Empire, worst season of TV. Again, we should mention that these are likely some of the best... This is some of the best TV out there.
It was. That's what makes it so bad, is it was so good.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Remember, I would give a runner-up to Walking Dead, season 5.
Yeah.
Season 4.
The latter half.
The newest one?
Yeah. Season 4, part 2.
It's
still so good.
Wait, season 4, part 2 was season the end four. Of...
Was the stuff at the hospital and all that shit.
Oh, I thought it was season 5.
That's season 5, part 1.
Yep.
Oh.
That's the first half. We're at mid-season finale now.
Yeah, okay. Well, whatever. Yeah. Whatever. The
most. Do you know why that's disappointing? It's because it started so strong. It started so strong, like, Rick was not fucking around. And then they start bailing on even showing characters that you care about and focusing on ones that you don't, like Beth.
Right. Introducing we all know characters how you feel about which Beth. Weren't interesting and not believable, in my opinion. I hate those fucking hospital kids.
Shit just happened, and it's like, what?
Does anyone have biggest surprise?
Yep.
Advanced Warfare.
Wolfenstein. How was... Dude, we watched the E3 demo for...
It was your favorite game of E3. How was that your surprise?
Because I didn't... from that point on, I was like, holy fuck, that's going to be awesome.
Oh, okay.
I was totally invested
in... surprise for half the year?
Surprise.
You made fries?
Okay, first of all, it was an incredible E3 demo. It was my game of show, and then I was like, there's no way it's going to translate. And then I was like, that was just them doing a Call of Duty trailer, and it's not going to be that good. And I got my hands on that fucking game, and I was locked in.
Game sucks, man. I don't understand why you're so excited about this thing.
Mine was more of like a sleeper hit.
There's Chad's response.
Mine was a lot like more of a sleeper hit. Wolfenstein. It started so weak, and it was such a terrible game at the beginning. To end. I'm
surprised that there was nothing else
to play. A lot of people said that.
No. Like, it was bad in the beginning. Like, you're on this ship with, like, guided, like, a turret shooting fucking other ships. It was just bad. And then, I don't know. It kind of evolves into something better. Like, it's a decent game by the time you're done with it.
Advanced Warfare is awesome.
TJ and I are going to take the gold on this one. 2 weeks before the game came out, the company announced it's coming out in 2 weeks. Geometry Wars 3.
You know what? I was going to say that, and I thought you were going to shit on me for saying that.
Are you fucking serious?
Because I had low expectations for Geometry Wars, and it blew me away. I thought you had high expectations, too.
I was like, it's coming out in 2 weeks? Like, are you fucking... No way.
Well...
Like, that game's going to be nutsack. I bought it just because, like, I have to.
You know what? The old Geometry Wars were amazing. I just... I don't know. I figured they couldn't reinvent themselves in a way that I would... enjoy it as much as I do, right? But that 3D thing with geomes, there's so much strategy in there. It is amazing, and I was blown away at how much I liked it.
Yeah. I feel like at first it was really gimmicky. Like that when I first bought it and I downloaded it, I started playing it, I was like,
that's sick.
They brought me into this scam. They made me pay $15 for it. It's not that good. The game does take a while to get good.
I actually love that you have to unlock things.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be the best you can be until you finish the game.
That's just classic gaming, though, man.
It is.
You need to respect the fact that you feel overpowered at a certain point. You need to know that you've earned it.
Yeah. So, like, no, you play,
I appreciate it.
You play the second boss, and you're totally, like, underpowered. And then you just, like, oh my god. Like they don't tell you how to upgrade. And then all of a sudden, you're getting these upgrades, and you're like, I can put that to the ear, and I can buy this. And then you just go back, and you start your points getting higher and higher and higher.
Yeah, and it produces different strategies for previous levels.
Yeah.
You know, like, this level's good for magnetism. This level's good for whatever, turrets.
No one else likes Advanced Warfare?
I haven't played it yet. I played it at your house for a little bit.
I already had high expectations for that, though.
Really?
I didn't start low.
I was low. It's the follow-up to fucking Black Ops. Are we honestly? It's the follow-up to Black Ops. I'm surprised that they got their shit together and made an awesome campaign. And it fucking is sick.
I didn't know Black Ops was bad. I just didn't play it.
Yeah,
the other one was shit.
Was Modern Warfare 2. Amazing. So
yeah, well, that was like
Modern Warfare again. Yeah,
years and years ago.
And appropriately, it got the Warfare branding, Advanced Warfare.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, I feel like they knew they had something. I mean, I totally love all the fucking sci-fi elements of it. Like, all the cool gear and the weaponry, and as weird and clunky as they are, the fucking grenades are sick. Like, that whole switching through grenades thing is amazing if you get good at it. So good. So good. That game is fucking sick.
Multiplayer's terrible.
Well, we never played the multiplayer. The co-op is not the best.
I played multiplayer and enjoyed it.
I only game had it.
Oh, right. You did play the multiplayer and you hated it. But it's a shame those last trophies are locked into the co-op bullshit. Like,
scam!
Spec Ops was so good, man. Like, how did they just stop? They just stopped doing Spec Ops. They did it once and that's it.
It's not Infinity Ward.
Right. That's too bad, man.
Sledgehammer.
Those missions were amazing.
Yeah, they were so
good. We got one last topic.
No, I have Late to the Party.
What's Late to the Party?
Something that you discovered this year that you were hesitant to jump into and found that it was dope. Mine are both TV. I mean, it's kind of a broad
statement. I want to throw a movie in there.
Ooh.
Oh.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Late to the Party or?
Great movie. Well,
I like Edge of Tomorrow.
You guys give it great reviews, and I like it more than I think you reviewed it.
Wow.
I watched it and fucking loved that movie.
Dude,
it is everything I want from a sci-fi
movie. That game
was
like movie. See?
It was like a game?
Yeah.
That game was like a movie.
I give it a 5.
5! I'm kidding!
Go back and listen to all our podcasts this year and see how many fives I give out. I loved that movie.
It was really, really good.
I can't believe
really
how good it was.
Yeah. Well, you know, I compared the gameplay of fucking Modern Warfare. Or, sorry, goddammit, Advanced Warfare to the Edge of Tomorrow. Where it's like you walk in and you learn something new about where the enemies are coming from. And, like, you essentially, much like fucking Hotline Miami, you learn the perfect run.
Right.
And then you get through each checkpoint. I love that style of game.
But it was more than that. Like, it was I don't know, it was a time travel movie, and it was an alien movie, and you could take it from either perspective, and it was a fucking amazing movie. It was a unique take on time travel, where you're fixed to going back to a certain point.
Yeah.
You had to, like, use a checkpoint system.
The aliens alien. Always knew, kind of thing, like, where you are. Like,
I'm not sure, design? Yeah, but I didn't like the creature design, but I liked the way that, like, I liked how menacing they were.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it just seemed like,
cool.
they over each other, yeah.
They were just like puffballs with razor arms.
It was just spikes. Like, you cannot beat that thing unless you know what it's doing.
It's yeah. Like, they had
I have to see
legs.
This movie. Just...
I like certain points. Certain points in the movie where Tom Cruise is trying to convince her, like, you need to remember to unlock the Winnebago. And it's like, you realize, like, it's the fucking Groundhog Day thing. He's been through this thousands of times.
I love that. Like, the first time he goes through and he just knows, like, you're this. Like, he just gets perfect at...
And I love the pacing they take with that.
There's no way, like...
They jump it a few times.
Exactly.
What I wanted to get from that movie.
Bam, he just says this, and he gets...
Yeah, it shows you...
Time, and then they just jump to the next time right away.
It shows you how many tries it takes, like, just to get to that next checkpoint. You know what I mean? Like, and, you know, I'm using gaming terms. But you don't realize, like, it's... You know, if it takes him 10 times to learn how to roll under the truck or roll under the Jeep,
that bail,
it's like... imagine how many variables there were when he was on the battleground and how many fucking times he must have been through all of that. Like,
it's
insane.
I'm thinking
how
like
much
a year, like over 300 times. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they do add urgency at the end where it's like, okay, well, at this point...
They're starting to close in on you.
Not only that, but like he gets injured but not dead.
Exactly.
And it's like, you're fucked now.
That was perfect.
Yeah,
and it's all of a sudden you're like, holy shit! Like,
he
can't
back,
fuck around anymore.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, so good. That's your last try.
You know the other thing too?
I like the fact that they thought they had an ending, but they're like, no, the aliens fucking saw that coming too. You know, it was all a big setup.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because they knew that he was tapped into it. But, like, obviously, I mean, we can talk about, like, how the science works and, like, okay, everybody who on that battlefield gets blood on them or whatever. But I like that they was, just, like, Omega, like, it was, like, a virus that was from the Omega. Like, you inherited its traits or whatever, like, its special time ability or whatever. It's kind of weird, but I don't know. I mean, I was into it, too. I don't want to... It's an action movie. You don't need to break it down.
Yeah, well, the one thing I want to mention is the fact that...
yelling.
We all yell, I think. No, I'm just trying to be quieter. The girl had the same ability previously, and that's the only reason the movie worked, because for him to every day go to her brand new...
And have to explain it to her?
Yes. She was only able to, like, kind of jump forward, I think, and just ignore the fact that she didn't know a lot, because she had been through it before. You know, like, I would have said, you know what, that chick never would have adapted so quickly every single day, brand new, except for the fact that she had been through it before, and that was almost like...
She was willing to listen to whatever he said.
Yeah, so she almost... You know, yeah, like... I wish someone had listened to me. I'm going to project that into this, you know...
Yeah, they could have easily presented, like, so many different situations where she was like, that can't be true, like, at different parts in the movie, but they didn't, you know? Like, they kept that part out of it, and it's like, I don't need to hear about this, you know? It would have been more...
If it wasn't a person who had already not been through it, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
like, I had a big issue with the story. Like, that person never would have adapted to the fact that this is the first day that they've been through it.
Yeah.
But the fact that she had been through it previously, it was perfect.
I know one of the criticisms about that movie is that the relationship doesn't seem genuine, because it's been one day. But for Cruz, it's been a lifetime that he's been able to spend with this character. And, like, he's falling for her. And everyone thinks, like, oh, well, it's only been a day, you know? Like, how could they possibly
have developed
a relationship? But he's been wanting to tap that for a long time.
Yeah. Did the scene where with the helicopter?
Imagine the sexual frustration. How many times do you think he banged her just to die and start over?
Damn it.
Every single time, I would. That would be my life now.
Just say the same thing?
The end
what
of
did
my,
I do the day before?
No, I would construct the perfect 12-hour day that end with banging fucking... What's the actress's name? Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
I would have sex with Emily Blunt at the end of every single day.
And then die.
And then die. And then come do back. It all over again.
It's worth the pain.
I'd probably do that for 5 years. 365 days a year. And then I would be like, okay, maybe I should try and kill the aliens. Yeah. I mean, think about the things you can tap into. Think about the things you can tap into. Like, okay, well, I mean, I'll just die at the end of every day, and then I can fucking go do whatever I want. I mean, that's what Groundhog Day was about. Moving on. It was a good movie, yeah. But it wasn't as good as fucking... What was our best movie? Oh, wait, we're not even talking about
you.
Gone Girl, yeah.
I've never seen it.
Gone Girl was so
you
good.
You loved it?
Oh, Late to the Party. That's what we're talking about.
Sorry, yeah. All
right.
I fell asleep for a half hour.
Late to the Party, Suits and Sherlock. TJ,
why is Sherlock late to the party?
Because I was late to that party.
Alright.
You watched it for 2 years.
He didn't, though.
No, it's been out for a while, but I watched it this year.
I have not been late to any parties yet.
Suits.
Alright, I'll try to be late to it.
It's so good.
New Girl, for me, I suppose.
Right. I had best 7 rating. The best 7. What game is the best 7.0?
The best 7?
The best 7, yeah, it's tough.
Well, you guys would probably give Sparkle 2 a 7, but I give it a 10.
Idiot. Stupid idiot.
Game of the year, Sparkle 2.
The best 7? The best 7, I'd say, is Tomb Raider Remastered.
That was better than 7.
Tomb Raider was not that good.
It was not that good,
but it's the best 7.
I didn't give this a 7, but Child of Light.
Oh.
It's probably like a 7 on multiple.
Transistor was terrible.
Yeah, it was bad. It deserves a mention
in
our
worst 7.
Worst 7. Yeah.
I think IGN was saying today, there was like a thing, that's one of their Game of the Year nominees.
Yeah,
fucking IGN, oh, the best game of the year is Transistor! I hate this art bullshit, man. The game sucks. It's not fun to play. It's bad, stupid.
And it sucks.
Alright guys, worst game
zero,
of the year.
It gets a 7 or a 0.
Biggest letdown first.
Biggest letdowns?
Yeah, like, it's going to be the same thing.
Yours is probably Destiny.
No, I'm not letdown by Destiny. I just like to talk shit about it.
Yeah. Mine was Titanfall. I was so pumped for that game, and it was just like, fuck.
Here's the thing. With Destiny, I wanted, I love Mass Effect.
I know you do.
I love talking about it. I love replaying it.
Oh, I know you do.
Destiny? I don't fucking care to go back and collect 30 fucking jewels on Mars.
We should.
Over and over and over again.
I'm getting sick.
I can't wait to get the new...
Jewels.
Gun upgrade to give me 0.1 damage.
Not only that, Dan, but it's not like here's a cooler gun. Here's a cooler gun. It's this fusion rifle's better. This sniper rifle's better. This rocket launcher's better. It's still a rocket launcher.
There's some.
And I had one at the beginning of the game. But is it more fun?
Best gun? Best sniper rifle?
Iceberg. No, but is it more fun? No, it's just a sniper rifle.
I disagree.
And it was killing enemies, and now it's killing bigger enemies. But I'm also bigger. I don't know, Dan. Like, it's just... know.
It's dope.
You're gearing up the same gun literally over and over. Like, oh, I got a new sniper. To be honest, a new shotgun.
Right now, I literally am leveling up the same gun. What they've done is, now the level cap from the gun is not 300, it's 331. So you have to get this fucking shard, and then re-level up the same fucking gun... just to have 31 more damage on that gun.
What the fuck good does that do?
Oh, I don't know, but I did it, but it's been fucking frustrating.
Biggest letdown, Smash Brothers.
Titanfall, I said, yeah. You?
Call of Duty.
Yeah?
Really?
Jabe?
Mario Kart?
Chad.
You were that excited for Mario Kart?
I really wanted to have a... I want to have a Nintendo experience.
You were that excited for Mario Kart?
There are a lot of multiplayer games we did not play.
Like?
Like Mario Kart.
Because there is...
Far Cry, which...
Chad, really?
Come on. Mario Kart's not a good multiplayer game, though.
Joe, you beat me again.
Joe really wants you to, like...
Smash Bros.
I really want you to, like, Call of Duty.
I don't like it.
The single player is so good.
Not good.
So is the multiplayer, actually.
Multiplayer's dope. It is dope. Remember how much I raped?
Sorry, boys. I play the games. I don't play it.
Worst game of the year. Worst game of the year.
Chad's,
hold on, I didn't
Chad's breakdown of Chad's breakdown is I don't play it.
Oh yeah, I didn't say my biggest letdown was Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Well, what's the winner? What's the biggest letdown? Titanfall.
Titanfall's huge.
I'll give it to Titanfall.
Evil Within.
Even within, I'm the only one who had it on my fucking top 20 list.
Titanfall, I might be the only one who enjoys it because I'm going to play that game.
Titanfall was the flagship that every Xbox owner needed in their collection. Like they want it,
at
they
that,
have to have it.
At that, that
every
point,
single
that's
fucking conference
didn't meet the hype. That's
no
category.
You were let down by it. Admit it.
I was.
Oh, let down? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Biggest letdowns. No, I needed a game on Xbox to shut you fucking PlayStation fanboys up. Maybe
and you still don't have it.
Nope. Not yet.
I was also pretty let down by The Last of Us.
What?
That's it.
Enough to be the
that's it
biggest letdown.
I was gonna say I was hugely let down.
Why?
This is the game of the generation of the PlayStation 3.
That game was awesome.
Wonderful game.
I was so excited.
I don't know. I knew that she was not really the, even no.
Dan spoiled it for me in the docs.
You know what? Last of Us, I didn't play it.
I didn't play it, so it's not the best game of my year.
I was so excited for it that I was let down because I didn't play it.
You know, I just never got around to it, so let down by that.
I beat the fucking game and it wasn't that good.
You're not that good.
Come on.
Oh no, come on.
the game was worth the 100% that it got, like the highest rated game of all time, better than Ocarina. Give me a fucking break.
Also, I wanted to mention that best sneak of all time is Courtyard Scene in Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, it worked.
I wouldn't say it's the best, but it's good.
No, it was good. The best.
It was binary. You were seen or you weren't.
By those tall, skinny guards.
If you want to make a sneaky game, at least give me a fucking cool, a funny tune. Like we're prancing around, hiding behind bushes here. Let's be honest.
Good thing I
Far Cry has some funny tunes, actually.
Every time you throw a bottle in Last of Us or World or Evil Within, it should go. Like if you get spotted,
what is that?
Yeah, like when you're sneaking around, like I just want jaunty tunes.
Worst game of the year.
I have four. Shit. How many do you have?
One.
How many do you have, Chad?
One.
TJ?
Zero.
You have no worst game of the year.
TJ's so happy worst game.
You know what? It was a good year of gaming. I thought everything had its fair share.
No, I think for the games I bought.
You had a good shake at it, you know.
We all gave it a good shake.
Fuck you.
Good fair shake there, eh?
Everything got its good fair shake. All right. Evil Within, 1001 Spikes, Watch Dogs, Titanfall.
That's good.
It's a good list.
It's good.
I agree with Evil Within.
That's your worst game of the year?
I haven't played it enough to actually give it a true opinion.
You know what? I didn't play it.
I have the most regret from buying game than anything else.
Oh, regret. Okay.
Ooh, oh, well, regret. I regret everything.
I regret everything. Because it's $30 now, and you paid $80.
Well, Assassin's Creed as well. I could.
You gave me $40.
I paid two whiskey bottles for it. I'm never gonna play it.
Damn, what's the worst game of the year?
Thief.
Sell it.
Thief.
That's pretty bad.
Thief was so bad. You know what? I'll honestly say.
Wolfenstein is probably the worst game of the year.
Murdered Soul Suspect.
Oh, fuck! Oh, I was gonna bring that up. I got it written down.
That was pretty bad, too.
Well. That's the end of that shit list.
We say Octodad was really bad.
How Octobad was it?
Oh yeah, you got the hand game. Bad. What's the hand of the head? Stick it to the man.
Fuck, stick it to the man.
That was bad.
That was worst PSN game.
No, the worst games of the year, honestly, are either Stay Alive. Wait, what is it called?
Can I tell you my shitty games? Stay Alive? I want to tell you my shitty games I got.
No, what's that weird fucking shitty game called?
Titanfall's bad. Octodad, Thief, Outlast, Watch Dogs, Entwined, ooh. Stick It to the Man, Secret Ponchos, Don't Starve.
Don't Starve is a game.
And Murdered Soul Suspect.
Still Alive?
Okay, I'm going to give it to Murdered Soul Suspect.
No, the worst game of the year is Watch Dogs.
Fuck y'all. I don't.
Everyone was so Buddy, our most successful episode ever was when we got Watch Dogs early because everyone wanted to come all over that fucking game. And it was so shit.
It's going to be
the. Press Square again. Press
Square. Hack the cameras, Joe.
Square.
There should be a fucking.
Bring up the thing, Square.
An achievement for press Square 50,000 times.
I probably did it.
Remember when Dan was fucking trophy hunting in that game and it was the fucking the drinking game?
Oh, press square again.
Press square and then circle though.
Do you know how hard that was?
It wasn't hard, it was stupid.
No.
And you mastered stupidity.
No. What happened was it was so difficult that they released a patch to make it easier.
And then you fucking gobbled it up like little fucking nipples.
Give me those nipples.
Gaming nipples.
And then I did it.
Give me those gaming nipples.
The funniest thing is I made Jess. She got that game for me for my birthday because it came out like May time. And I was like, make sure you get the fucking DLC pack. I need it.
It was so bad. By Ubisoft, our worst developer of the year.
I need it.
Also responsible for... Wait, is he...
I haven't even fucking downloaded it.
What?
The DLC pack. The Bad Blood.
Gimli.
Gim.
Alright, worst game of the year is Watch Dogs.
No.
Titanfall.
Suspect. Murder Soul Suspect.
No, obviously no one expected that to be good. We're not talking about the actual worst game of the year. We're talking about the worst game of the year.
The worst
game. People expected Unity to be good, man. And the game didn't
No one
work.
Expected Unity to be good. It was made in tandem with their 360
Dude,
bullshit.
Remember when we saw the trailer, we're like, oh my god.
Like, that looks really good.
Multiplayer.
Four multiplayer assassins.
You can assassinate the same guy four times.
I'll stab him in his peanuts, you stab him in his eyes.
Stab him in his eyes. I stab him in his knees.
Man, you get his knees, I'll get his peanuts and eyes.
His peanuts and eyes just... As one guy's just... in his toes. His peanuts eyes.
Worst fucking game.
Unity?
Unity is the worst game.
No, Watch Dogs is so bad.
It wasn't
at least Watch Dogs was serviceable. People could play
it.
It
was kind of novel. The concept.
Here comes TJ.
No, Assassin's Creed. To defend your community. He's right. It's kind of novel.
It is.
No, Watch Dogs had a new idea.
Yeah. It was boring and repetitive after a while, but yeah. That whole camera thing was cool.
But Assassin's Creed, this shit's been done before. They should have the fucking bones of this, like,
I'll give Assassin's
engine.
Creed worst game of the year. I'm happy to do it.
Yeah.
Done.
It seems almost like a cop-out, though.
Yeah, I mean, like, okay,
obviously.
Obviously.
The shit. Like, everybody knew
what were my
bad.
Other nominations? I deleted them.
So good. Why didn't they make this guy in the fucking Hobbit?
No, there's two CGI fucking cat monsters.
They're both good, though.
No, they're terrible.
Bulg is good.
Yeah, you're right.
Look at this scary one.
Bulg is good. All right, we're not talking about Fellowship.
Look at how scary he looks.
Saruman! Awesome. Here he goes. Whom do you serve?
It's so much better. Why did they...
Look at the blood pouring out
I'm
of
upset about it. I'm upset about it.
He said Saruman right there.
I'm upset about how bad Hobbit was.
Yeah.
It's he sad. Rips this mother...
Suit up.
How is...
They're all practical effects.
You know what? I was watching even the trailers. Even the trailers in that movie. All CG fucking lizard monsters. And I was like... I was thinking about how... Okay, the straw that breaks the camel's back is the fact that BB-8, that fucking droid, is real.
Yeah.
That's a fucking real thing.
You said it's not CG?
It's not CG.
Hold on. The year 2015.
If you thought it was CG, how does it get points for being real?
I don't know. I mean, it's just like, if they didn't turn to CG for that...
Because we expect it to be.
Yeah, I'm just like...
Point. But it still looks CG.
I feel like Star Wars is going to be, again, like the holy fuck. Like, that thing is... They built a giant fucking set. Or the monster is real. Like, I don't know, man. I'm just looking forward to it.
I hope it looks so bad real. Like a tiny little miniature...
Buddy, if I can sum up my expectations for that movie, is the X-Wings drifting on the water. I'm like, that shot, they put some fucking work into that. Like, and the fact that it's mountains in the background and not fucking... stupid, weird CGI, like, paintings and stuff.
Yeah.
I have high...
Cloud City.
I have high expectations.
Limbus Bread.
I want to talk about BB-8. There was a controllable robot, apparently, that Mark Hamill would play with.
Yeah, it's real. It's a fucking...
You guys last week talked about, like, oh, wait, they CGI the head. It's a real fucking thing.
No, that's something, like...
It's not a soccer ball they kick.
They must have CGI'd it.
It's a Segway. Segway's the most...
Yeah, the way we broke it down.
Opinion about it. Explanation.
I don't know how they fucking did it. I'm thinking like... how the fuck did they do that? And maybe just the head is CG. That's what I was saying.
Well...
But I digress.
All it is is a fucking robotic ball then.
Yeah, okay.
So the worst game here is Assassin's Creed Unity.
Alright. I'm suggesting the head actually does exist somehow on it, but...
Which is even more impressive.
Absolutely blows
my mind.
The
head just sits balanced at the top.
No, the head was looking around going... Like, looking at shit. Yeah, it looks at the camera.
They can turn the head, but it's still gyroscopic.
I'm with Dan right now.
Gyroscopic.
Worst game of the year is Unity?
Yeah.
Best game of the year?
Destiny.
Advanced Warfare, Last of Us, Guacamelee.
Destiny.
Second Son.
Second Son. Actually, I was coming in with that one on my mind.
Destiny for me.
Second Son or Destiny?
Second Son or Destiny.
TJ, what did you say?
Wait a minute, that wasn't even any of my...
Through and through, I just had fun with that game.
No, yeah. Advanced Warfare is better than... Advanced Warfare is better than Second Son.
I disagree, actually.
In Joe's opinion.
Well, Destiny is the best game for me.
Guacamelee is the best game of the year.
Came on PC 6 years ago, Wii U 2 years ago.
12 years ago.
Alright, I'll eliminate Guacamelee.
No, I'm just saying.
Good game, though.
I'll also eliminate Last of Us. So it's Advanced Warfare or Destiny?
Both good games.
Or Second Son.
I'm
Second Son.
Oh, right. So which of those three is definitely not the best game of the year?
Well, I obviously don't think Call of Duty is.
I think Destiny should be taken off as well. There's too many faults, as much as I love the game.
Whoa. No.
I think
it's definitely out of Advanced Warfare and Destiny.
Why are you knocking Second Son?
The gameplay is kind of shit. The characters are shit. The story's not that good.
Think of all the things that we put on there.
Story, Destiny is way worse.
Lip syncing. Second Son got perfect. Graphics, perfect. Innovation. You could spray paint with the fucking DualShock 4.
No, that is
shit. The character control, the innovation was amazing. The powers that you had, the way to fly around the city. And
yeah.
That was through and through fun.
It was a fun game to play.
Yeah, but it's like neon. Better in Advanced Warfare. The voice acting in Advanced Warfare is
controls.
Amazing.
It
is really late in those missions, when like you grow with that character over a number of years.
I love that they actually stuck with one person and it's not just
best sequel. I'm sorry.
I would argue that Advanced Warfare is much better than fucking Black Ops.
Overrated? It was underrated.
I disagree.
Second Son was underrated.
It was hated.
Are we eliminating Destiny from this argument here? Like,
oh, Destiny's still really good.
I love Destiny. That's my game. Mamiel beans for me.
Destiny's really high in some aspects, but it's really low in others, which is why I'm not considering it.
I can kind of agree with that, but at the same time, it's the game that I play still to this day more than anything.
It
Destiny is fun, and that's it.
Speech.
And you wouldn't continue to play it unless it was fun. It's fun, and that's a very important aspect of the game.
It is fun. There's
a lot of but ones. I mean, those other two games are fun too.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with
the only thing that Second Son and Advanced Warfare don't do is like promise you more. Like, hey, it's gonna like Destiny somehow tells you like it's gonna get more fun. It's gonna get more fun. There's gonna be a light at the end of this tunnel, and then there never is.
Second Son,
they're a finite experience. Like, if there was more Second Son and more Advanced Warfare, you would continue to play. But there's not.
There is
like,
more Second
Son. First Light.
First Light awesome. Is actually pretty good, too.
Amazing.
Okay, so are we counting out Destiny right there? It's just as fun as...
Well, I'm not... You guys can vote wherever you want. Destiny is my game. We should just do each one of us have our own, not necessarily an overall, because it's too hard to
get consensus.
Like, agreed.
Well, that's not good for radio.
Well, we'll vote it then.
Destiny.
Second Son.
Fuck. Advanced Warfare.
So, Chad,
he is the tiebreaker.
Chad, vote for one of those games. I know I'm going
to
lose.
Or decline to vote.
Wait a minute. That's not going to get us anywhere. I decline to vote. So there's three options again. It's obviously not Advanced Warfare. So you're talking about Second Son. I mean, if Chad is the deciding vote here, Advanced Warfare is the best game of the year.
I'm going to have to say, I was thinking about it earlier, but Destiny.
Okay.
It, for all of Destiny's faults...
You're scared to say that Advanced Warfare is the best game. It's fine.
Now, for all of Destiny's faults, though, like, every time I logged on to that game and seen all you guys playing, and we all just jumped into a party and played together...
So good.
It fucking worked. It worked. It was just like, oh, what are you... You're in multiplayer? I'll jump into your squad. We fly together. We jump in to a game. It may have taken a little while, but...
I feel like the only thing that's really slow to load these days is Tower.
There should be a
category for, like, overhyped, like, over-expectations or something like that, you know? Like,
didn't we put that in?
No.
Is this the midget part?
It's all... They're all...
No, I'm talking about, like, when it's... That scene that you guys took a picture of.
Yeah.
They're always. Every time we see, like, any...
If you can't see fucking actor. Elijah Wood's face, it's the midget part.
I'm talking about that one picture with... with Frodo and Samwise in the front of the canoe.
It's so bad.
I thought they were puppets. But they apparently like they're puppets. Little weird midget men.
They're a little weird, like, Spanish... Yala Bellas.
Yala Bella Gajale. What is that?
Yala Bella Aragorn.
It's fucking Gollum on a stick.
Gollum
on a stick. All right, let's finish this up.
All right, congratulations, Destiny. Game of the year. What was it? And Assassin's Creed Unity, worst game of the year.
I feel bad for not saying Second Son, but...
Second Son was sick.
You know what? It was a tight race. It's fine.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it's chasing. It's chasing. Sorry if I disappointed you, Zach.
John, if you made it this far, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Man, you be.
Who else? Joseph B. He's
Colton Burrows.
Burrows.
By the way, we've been...
Fano.
Doug LaPointe.
Kyle.
No, Kyle doesn't listen.
Kyle won't listen to this.
Mike Mady.
I'm sorry to disappoint you,
Hey,
Zach.
Doug. Doug, Mike Mady's house is the best place to hang out. We love it there. Stop talking about Mike Mady's house.
Nobody knows.
What about Munger?
He don't listen.
If you listen, Munger.
Ain't nobody go camping in Michigan.
Tell your thoughts. Well, it was a great time, guys.
Don't spill it.
It's been a dope-ass year. We're going to have another dope-ass year next year.
It actually has not been a dope-ass year.
No,
it's
actually...
Been so bad.
Every fucking good game... Delayed
shit.
To 2015. Delayed to 2015.
The same thing happened last year.
What?
That is the biggest gaming year of my life this year.
Only because you're our
friends. Only because you're our friends now.
That's
our
true. But
your entitlement has risen like exponentially. Like you're so much more entitled to play games now. I cannot wait for you to play fucking Mass Effect Trilogy. Jesus.
There's
Christ.
Still so many great games that I enjoyed this year.
Mass Effect holds up. It holds up more than any other game I've ever played.
I'm glad to hear it because I have the highest of expectations for this game.
TJ, all I want you to do is get into that, read the book,
play
it, and I want to hear, like, I can't wait for you to come and be like, why did this happen? and we'll talk about it forever.
I'm just imagining the day where I'm like, you guys are fucking idiots.
The first time in forever, the mythos behind the game has weight to it. It has a beginning, middle, end. It has questions, and you can actually talk about it because because you get to make your own like interpretation of what's happening and how you can affect it. And oh my god, it's so good.
Give me time. I'll get there.
Yeah, you need how many? You need. Tell me how you're planning to experience the Mass Effect trilogy, quick.
The exact same way the developers intended.
Nice.
2 and 3.
Yeah, obviously 1, 2, and 3. But like, are you going to?
Oh, I'm gonna finish up the games that I have. Like,
are you gonna play 1 twice, for instance?
No.
Okay, so you're gonna get in. You're gonna go 1, 2, and 3. I would say if you are significantly invested in this thing, I would say it would take you probably about 100 hours to do all 3. Okay. So this can be done fairly quickly.
Okay.
100 hours and yeah.
Like a month?
You can do this in a month.
Okay.
And you will be invested.
That's 3.3 hours a day.
Yeah, easy. That's easy.
No gaming.
Good math.
Yeah, what?
It's not hard math, guys.
What kind of grade school did you go to be able to do that?
St. Gabriel's.
What kind of grade school did you go to?
Anyway, I'm super excited, TJ. Enjoy it. Chad?
I'm pumped to play it.
These are fucking sick.
Yay!
TJ.
I'm so excited about
TJ,
my
these forearms are going to be huge.
I'm glad you love it.
When I'm done with it.
What was your gift?
Like, I'm so glad we chose to revote.
We don't know.
Oh, wait. You don't have a gift.
Nope. Sorry, Chad.
You know what? I was going to bring this motherfucking shit up. We had it locked.
We did have a lot.
And you guys decided...
I fucking had you!
You decided to originally rush the
prize. You had like, me?
I had Chad. I was buying for Chad. Oh, wait, no, I was buying for Dan the first time.
What were you going to get me?
I was going to get you Chive gear. Like a Chive passport fucking holder and shit.
I would have been so happy.
What?
Well, TJ I'm got still you a good so gift. Happy.
I had you. We did the revote. I had you again.
Who did...
You I had you again.
You had me again?
And I was
you fucking
you
idiots
like
decided that...
It was me.
You guys are so bad at that.
I had you.
I didn't buy for Jep yet. That was a perfect fucking opportunity. One of you fuckers could have bought for somebody else.
Whoa.
The same. Hey, are we all happy with our gifts?
No, I don't even have one. So where's Christmas in my life?
I hate Christmas and I hate all of you.
You'll get your gift in February.
Yeah, we'll see Tim again.
Yeah, when he's 46. And dead.
We're going to go to his... Well... We're going to do it here tomorrow. Hopefully he comes.
No one's coming here. Did I say that?
Yeah.
We're going to yours.
Oh. Chad, just know that this is yours.
That's staying here. Doesn't come I'm through. Opening it.
Well, there you go.
Thanks, Dan.
I'm opening it. And I'm
time's going to tell on this. I think it's time to wrap it up. Fuck all the bullshit. This is all range mode out. Oh.
Christmas, you cocky little freaks!